The following is a presentation of 107.3 WRSW-FM in Warsaw. Known around the state as a leader in high school sports coverage and a member of Kensington Digital Media Group of Indiana.
It's time for Indiana High School Basketball on 107.3 WRSW. For a preview of tonight's matchup, here's Hall of Famer Rita Price and Baylen Height.
We welcome you in to the back end of tonight's Tippecanoe Valley and Rochester girls basketball matchup. It's the JV matchup, and this game's gotten tight down the stretch as we welcome you in once again at Tippecanoe Valley High School. Rita Price, Baylen Height here on 107.3 WRSW. It is officially the Thanksgiving break time when you've got the girls basketball game leading into the night before Thanksgiving with the boys basketball tipping off tomorrow night across the state of Indiana. And Rita, just 9 seconds left, and clock did not start there. We've had a pattern of that. Clock's not starting late.
Well, the big one was at Plymouth, though. That was the big one of all time. And I never saw anybody in a striped shirt get out of the place as quickly as I saw the timekeeper. He was gone. I looked up, I looked down, and he was gone. Yeah.
And ultimately, no harm, no foul.
That's exactly right.
Ended up being okay for both parties, but now we've got a discussion of how much time we want to take off the clock or put on the clock. The ball was placed in. They got to about half court. 35-31, Tippecanoe Valley's on top. They actually held, I think, a 10-point lead at one point in this game.
Well, Rochester's come back. And you know what? The best thing about that, they have numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, when those kids struggle through a season with five or six players, maybe seven at the very most, and one got injured, I really admired them greatly for being able to carry that on without saying, I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. They never had that attitude, and it's just good to see that they've got the numbers out now.
Yeah, Rita, it was year three for me, and this is the first time we've seen a JV team for the Rochester girls team, which is really, really good, like you said. Errant shot, out of bounds, back to Valley, and that should pretty much do this game in its totality. 35-31, Valley's got the basketball just to toss in, and that is going to be the game. So we will have varsity coverage coming your way on the Tippecanoe Valley pregame show. It's the final game for us before Thanksgiving for Tippecanoe Valley girls basketball. We mentioned our broadcast schedule tomorrow night. We will have DeKalb and Tippecanoe Valley boys in the first game of the Eli Henson era here at Tippecanoe Valley. Super excited for that one. But first, we've got a great matchup tonight against two rivals, the Vikings at 5-1, and Rochester this season at 2-3. Now, a lot of graduation for Rochester. That is the noticeable mark on their roster. Actually, not a single senior on their roster this season. Aubrey Wilson, she returned. She was a really great player from last year and the prior year's team, playing as a freshman. Jaden Field also returns, the 6-foot junior. Those are the two of the bigger names that stand out to me. Braylon Hunter also comes back as a junior. Outside of that, though, it's a pretty new-looking group for Rochester. And for Tippecanoe Valley, we're talking about experience, which is something that we were not afforded the opportunity last year. You had Lydia Craig, who returned as a senior to play basketball, Carly Snyder, but that was it. That was your two seniors. There's four on this year's team and a lot of upperclassmen in total.
Yeah, the one good thing about having that basic good field when it comes to the kids on the bench, so many of them are very equal. So she can rotate those kids in and out whenever she needs to. And, of course, someone kind of rise to the top before the season is over. We know that. But the availability of that is really very special.
It is. And Tippecanoe Valley is taking that availability and turned it into a 5-1 record. 5 straight wins for the Vikings. Their only loss of the season, their season opener at Norwell, a team who is top 5 in the most recent all-class state poll. Top 5, that is. Very good Norwell team who got bumped up to 4A due to success factor. But Valley's made the best of it, scoring 50 points or more in 4, now make it 5 of their 6 games. Take that back, no, 4 of their 6 games, with most recently a win 52-18 over LaVille earlier, over the weekend. And in that game, Rita, an interesting stat, only 2 made field goals for, or excuse me, 4 made field goals for LaVille the entire night.
Yeah.
Really incredible stuff. And even if a team is off their mark shooting the basketball, it's still hard to keep them at only 4 made field goals.
They did a really good job at the free throw line. They did. Yeah, but when it came to field goals, Tippecanoe Valley, I think, played an extraordinary game when it came to the defensive end. and that caused them problems. And for Valley, without being big, they have to do that every game.
19 offensive rebounds for Valley. When the shooting percentages are not there, which they really have not been, to be honest with you, they're shooting right around 33% as a team this season. It's been a bit of a struggle because shots aren't going down, but then on the other end, it's allowed them to get better on the offensive glass, and they're doubling teams up on possessions. So, yeah, sure, you might get 25, 30 possessions a game, but Valley's going to double that because of those missed shots. They're going to get them back and get better looks.
I think, you know, it's really been the ones that you expected to come to the forefront, both ends of the court. But I think probably one of the big things that I recognized, and I thought about it a lot over the weekend, was the addition of Daylen Buzzard. Now getting into her basketball form after a very successful softball season. And she's into basketball now, and I think her length helps, but I think her good shooting ability from about 15 to 17 feet out is something that Valley's going to really need to make sure they can win games.
We got a chance to talk to her today for an interview that we were going to play tomorrow on Board with the Vikings tomorrow night before our boys' basketball debut matchup against DeKalb. And she said the two things that stood out to me, I asked her about that, the transition from softball to basketball. Number one, conditioning. You're moving a lot more in basketball than you are softball. Obviously, for her, an outstanding pitcher, so she's probably moving a little bit less than someone in the field might be moving. She's standing in a circle pitching. And then the second thing is this is a fast team. So not only do you have to be better conditioned, you have to keep up with some of these smaller guards who just, the offense starts right away the second somebody touches the basketball. So that is two things that go together, but also two important parts for her just to get kind of set, get back into condition, get in shape. Not that she wasn't in shape, but basketball shape. And you're going to see more games like we saw from her, career high 11 points against LaVille.
Yeah, I think it's going to be almost an every week learning experience for the first of the year. You know, they settle down to what they really want to do, but the people are there. The height may not be, but you and I know you can make up for a lot of that. And I've quoted this before, but I have to quote it again. When I talked to Coach Eaton about it, I said, well, you don't have any big girls. He said, no, but we're going to make them play big. And, you know, that's the difference. Can they position right? Can they move correctly? Can they do the job that they need to do to make a difference in it? I don't think in the long stretch of it, to be quite honest about it, you can win the big tournaments without a big girl. I think that's almost impossible, but you can sure give them a heck of a run.
Absolutely, and I also asked Daylen about working with Coach Eaton and what he said is, or what he has added to her game and some things that they've talked about, and it's more of the feel for the basket when you're not looking at the basket.
Yeah.
So when you're in the post, when you're turned back to the basket, you're feeling your defender react to the way that you're wanting to move. So if you can almost outmaneuver your defender, make the right turn, know where the basket's at without keeping your eyes on it, you're going to be a better player. That's the dream, obviously, but she said that's the biggest thing that he's added to this group and those interior players is learning to play with the basketball, not looking at the basket.
Absolutely. That's a tall order for a young player.
It is.
But it can be done.
Absolutely. Well, we're getting through our warm-up period here at Tippecanoe Valley High School pregame before tonight's tip-off between the Vikings and the Zebras, an annual rivalry meeting here on 107.3 WRSW.
This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. I'm proud to say that our office boasts the only full-surfacing optical lab in the region. What does that mean? It means we make glasses on-site. That means you get your glasses, safety glasses, or sunglasses quick. In a pinch and need something fast, we can get you seeing again the same day. Whether you've broken your glasses or just need an updated prescription or style, we can help. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Craig Welding of Mentone started out as a welding shop in 1959. Needless to say, the business has changed, but your needs are still taken care of wherever you are. Craig Welding is in-house or at your business or farm. Call Craig Welding at 800-863-6584 or go to their website. Craig Welding combines skilled and certified welding personnel with a wide range of welding equipment to meet all of your needs. TIG, MIG, and arc welding can be done when you need it. Craig Welding, 825 west of Mentone, a family-owned business serving you since 1959.
Neptune is proud to offer many choices of steel siding and roofing, and now they offer board and batten panels. This siding works so well with the farmhouse look. There are 3 styles and 12 colors to choose from. 26-gauge material, and a great warranty assures you the quality you expect from Neptune. Estimates are available, and Neptune will work with you or your contractor. Board and batten, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone. R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
You know it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with the sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to GagnonMotors.net.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
It's back, the Crossroads Bank Weekend Bonus Bash. From Friday, November 28th at 9 a.m. through Monday, December 1st at 9 a.m., use any Crossroads Bank branch ATM for your chance to win some holiday bonus cash. Be one of 50 winners to score a $50 bill instead of a $20 bill. Odds of winning depend on the volume and amount of transactions performed. Visit crossroadsbanking.com at resources and disclosures for official contest rules. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC.
Now, let's get set for the action and back to pregame show with Rita Price and Baylen Height on 107.3 WRSW.
It is the pregame show just moments before tonight's matchup here at Tippecanoe Valley High School. Baylen Height, Rita Price getting ready for holiday basketball. It's always a fun time of the year, especially when the boys get started. Both the boys and girls are playing at the same time. Then you kind of get the dog days, January, and then in February you start looking towards the tournament. You get fired back up again. But this is a really pivotal stretch for a lot of these teams. They have to play outside of their comfort zone. You get your last game here at home, and then typically you sneak some sort of holiday tournament in there, which is what Tippecanoe Valley girls are going to be doing in the coming days. They're going to be heading down to Alexandria to compete in a tournament, which you never really know what you're going to get when you head into a single day or 2 day holiday tournament.
Yeah. It's totally different. Different atmosphere, and that's the idea, to give them a little bit of a look that isn't normal for them. But, you know, when you talk about January, January is the month for girls because we start the tournament in February. So everybody thinks, well, you got started really early in November. I said, well, no, that's the beginning of the girls' season. November, December, January. It's actually a slower and a very, very much more compressed season than the boys because of the holiday breaks and everything in between. But this is a time for them to try to get everything worked out so they can really refine it coming into January.
Yeah, you're right. It's a little uncommon learning, you know, going out of state and when getting to cover Kansas high school sports. And then the joining states, Nebraska, Iowa, we do a little differently here in Indiana.
Yeah.
We start girls basketball a few weeks earlier than the boys. So I do get those questions, too. And it's always like, well, yeah, it does. Isn't that how everybody does? No, that's not how everybody does.
Yeah.
It's a little unique here in the state. But I like it because it gives the girls a little bit more shine. It gives them that two-week head start. And then what you said exactly, the tournament play gets its own individual time.
Yeah.
There is a little overlap with the boys at the very end. Not the tournament sequence, but some of the bigger games. But for the most part, it's right. It's its own show every weekend.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Yeah. And it really is awesome. And you used to kind of have warm-up games where you didn't have maybe some of the most important games of January. But now they're filling in those schedules a little bit differently. They're getting some of the meat of the contest that would be the best early. Not so many crammed in at the same time. And I like that, too.
Well, look at Valley's schedule. They've already played two conference games.
I know.
That's hard to believe. I mean, that's it. That's two matchups on your conference schedule done. So even if you've got those early season yips or whatever it is and your team's not quite what it wants to be, some injuries, doesn't matter. That's it. That's it for you. Unfortunately, for Valley, they are 2-0 in conference play. Not tonight, not a conference game. But they are one of two teams in conference play with a 2-0 record, the other being Freeman.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably what this Indiana Oregon State Conference race is going to come down to. It's going to be Freeman and Valley. It's going to be a great matchup. We get that later in December. I should say middle of December. That's the game I've got circled. Tonight's always a fun one with Rochester. But when you talk about in-season goals, it's going to be Valley and Bremen, I think, coming down for a conference championship.
Well, it's coming, and I think when it comes down to that, it'll be a really great game, too. What can you say about Bremen? What a great program he has set up there. Great talent, always refueling, not much change in it year by year. Maybe that one loss of the player was a great loss, don't get me wrong, she was the leader. But boy, they've got a lot of reinforcement there coming back and ready.
They do, and a lot of momentum around the program for Coach Robinson. They are the, I would argue, they are the formula for a small school team to go far consistently.
Yeah.
Being built. That was an organic build for him. That was some, they just slowly kind of put the pieces together, believed in themselves, and now they have a formula for winning.
And they were
winning
in a tougher league. They were 3A.
They were.
So now they're back to 2. That makes a huge difference. You and I both know as you go from 1 to 2 to 3, that 1 to 2 to 3 is a big leap each time.
It is.
So they got, I think, a little bit better chances. Like Rochester, when they were 2A to begin with, they were doing well in the 3A, and they turned to 2A, and boy, that made things a lot different.
Now they're back down to 2A. Valley and Rochester were in the same sectional for some time until last season. Obviously, the Vikings moved into that grouping with Columbia City, Fairfield, Wauwatosa, West Noble. Who am I forgetting? Northwood.
Lakeland.
And like,
is Lakeland?
I don't believe so.
Just Northwood.
Just Northwood. Yeah. That's the one I was missing there. But it's a competitive sectional. Looks a little bit more open this season. Already watching some of the games that are in that sectional. Valley's second best rated Sagarin team in the sectional as of right now. Very early in the year, though, so I don't know how much I necessarily want to buy into that. I did talk with Coach Rebecca Parker, though, before the game. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll play that interview. We've talked so much about the group, this group of girls, their record now. I said, if you had the conversation with them yet about being the hunted or hunter, and she had a pretty good response for me. She likes to keep on them, but she does recognize the achievements of these girls. I don't want that to be to not relay across, but she knows where a good team needs to be because she's been a part of a lot of really good teams.
Yeah, you bet.
We'll take a timeout here on the Tippecanoe Valley Girls Basketball pregame show. We'll be back in just a moment, but first, a quick timeout, and then we'll hear from the Vikings coach, Rebecca Parker.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance Agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm, and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
Hi, this is Dave with Flotec Plumbing and Heating. For a limited time, we've got our biggest offer yet. 0% financing for 60 months on new Bryant heating and cooling systems. That's 5 full years of interest-free payments. And it gets even better. You could get up to $3,000 cash back. But you better hurry. This deal ends November 30th. Call Flotec today or visit us online at flotecph.com to schedule your free estimate. Go with the flow. Flotec Plumbing and Heating.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Aldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Aldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services, like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
Whether it's the big game or your big project, you need speed and reliability. Marshall County Fiber has you covered. With MCF, you get blazing fast fiber internet to power every play. From live streaming the big game to keeping your smart home in sync, we're all about connecting you to what matters. Make the switch to Marshall County Fiber and experience the speed you've been missing. Visit marshallfiber.com or call us today.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Well, I apologize about that, but Bluetooth connection to the board is not really working out for us. So we will not hear from Coach Parker, but I'll give you a little bit of an overview of what we did talk about with Coach leading up to tonight's game. She talked more about pace. That's the thing for Valley is, you know, the shooting isn't going to be consistently there. There will be a few games where it's gonna start to come together. Tonight might be that night. She said against LaVille, she felt like they played their first four-quarter game. I would agree with that. I think it was too. Very consistent. There was not one moment where I felt like, okay, this is starting to get kind of back into a rhythm of negative habits or poor play. But she said she's just very hard on the girls. She's very hard on them and knows, you know, that we can't look at teams' records at this point in the year and say, yeah, that's a team we really don't have to get ready for. So that's just not how it's going to be with this group. No. You have to be ready no matter what. And, just talking about the focus. That's been a big thing for this group.
And I think this group is okay with that. You know, some groups you have to be a little bit careful with it, but they all seem to be of like mind. And one of the things she did the first year she was here, I can remember her addressing the rest of the team when they were sitting on the sideline and said, if you can't cheer for your teammates when you're out here, you don't need to ever be out here. And she meant every word of it. And boy, things changed then. And this JV game, those kids were the best cheerleaders ever.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember that. Now you bring that up. That was a significant moment. And I think that's very relevant because what did we just witness?
Exactly.
A lot of great defensive plays. Five charges taken by the JV team, and the girls on the bench were loving it. That every moment they were living and dying by what was happening on that court. And that's a culture build right there. That's a big time culture
Absolutely.
Build.
You and I both looked at each other when we saw that because we were right behind it. We thought, wow. I mean, she was dead serious. Yeah,
very much so.
And she pretty much told them, if you can't cheer for your people out there that are your teammates, then you don't need to be playing either. And I think they knew she meant it.
She did. And they're getting really great play and cohesiveness. This is a group that loves hanging out outside of the times, outside of team dinners, outside of things where they have to hang out. She said, and a lot of the girls also mentioned this, that was built in the summer. They dedicated themselves to summer, getting better, dedicated themselves to each other. Everyone respects each other more for that. And you're seeing the product here, 5-1 record.
It works. Because it only takes one or two cogs to make it very divisive. And we haven't seen that in this group.
No, absolutely not. Well, that's our buzzer. That means it's the end of our pregame show. National anthem coming up in just a moment. We will go ahead and take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll have starting lineups from Tippecanoe Valley.
When you wipe out, you need to know Hoffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Hoffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all body work. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop is over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Hoffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
The Hartzler Funeral Home in Akron and the King Memorial Home in Mentone offer professional services and a beautiful atmosphere. But more than that, it's the Hartzler family serving your family. Mark and Deb Hartzler and Blaine and Rebecca Hartzler are at your service 24/7. If you have any questions about funeral service, feel free to sit down and talk to the Hartzler family anytime. They want this special day of remembrance to be exactly what you want. For more information, go to the website HartzlerFuneralServices.com. The Hartzler Funeral Home and the King Memorial Home in Mentone. Their family service, your family.
The Rochester Walgreens store is closing. Webb's Pharmacy can help you transfer your prescriptions. Call them at 574-223-2216 or click on the transfer link at webrx.com. Webb's Pharmacy in Rochester has served the area for many years, and they'll be serving for years to come. Let them help you transfer or take care of any other pharmaceutical need. You deserve the best prescription service, and the pharmacists at Webb's are waiting to help. Webb's Family Pharmacy, with locations in Rochester, Akron, and North Manchester.
Whether it's the big game or your big project, you need speed and reliability. RTC Fiber Communications has you covered. With RTC, you get blazing fast fiber internet to power every play. From live streaming the big game to keeping your smart home in sync, we're all about connecting you to what matters. Make the switch to RTC and experience the speed you've been missing. Visit RTC1.com or call us today.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant: Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
All right, Viking fans, quiz time. This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. Who can diagnose and treat all eye infections the most quickly and accurately? Who can discover certain diseases during a routine eye exam? Who can remove foreign bodies from the eye the easiest when you decide you really didn't need your safety glasses? If you answered an eye doctor, you're correct. Come see how an eye doctor can do way more than prescribe glasses. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Craig Welding of Mentone started in a very small space on the George Craig Farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
We just had the Beaver Dam Preschool lead us in our Pledge
it's
of Allegiance.
Awesome.
It was fantastic. They did a great job.
Yep. And we always wonder why there's so many people that we've never seen before. That's why. Mm-hmm. Grandmas and grandpas and everybody coming to see them. Boy, for those kids, this is big-time operation.
A lot of eyeballs on
that's
them.
Right.
They were under the gun there, and they did a fantastic job. We will send it down to the floor now for Mr. Wayne Landis, who will deliver our starters for each team in tonight's matchup between Rochester and Tippecanoe Valley.
High School encourage positive behavior in all sporting events. Negative comments and acts towards players, coaches, fans, and officials will not be tolerated at IHSA events. Thank you for your attendance and cooperation. Now, let's meet each of the teams. First of all, our guests, the Lady Zebras of Rochester High School. Starting at guard, a 5'6" junior, number 2, Aubrey Wilson. At the other guard position, a 5'6" freshman, number 22, Adeline Gonzalez. Starting at forward, a 5'7" junior, number 5, Braylon Hunter.
Hey, do you want to high five him?
Starting at forward, a 6 foot junior, number 32, Jake Field. And in the third forward position, a 6 foot freshman, number 33, Allie Field. The Lady Zebras are coached by Joel Brooks, assisted by Alicia Held and Colt Meadows.
Tippecanoe Valley. Reed, I think as far as things go from this point, it's kind of the lineup we can expect from the Vikings with Gonzalez, Wise, Woodruff, Stuckey, and Buzzer.
Yeah, I think that's basically what it's going to be. And then you can look at a lot of people coming in and out, and I don't think there'll be any doubt that many people will play on this bench before it's over.
10 girls scored. Every single player that was available to play on Friday night played and scored.
It just depends on the performance of practice and what they do in the game, and that gives them an equal footing, every one of them.
For Rochester, it's Aubrey Wilson, Braylon Hunter, Adeline Gonzalez, a freshman in the starting lineup, Jaden Field, a junior, and Allie Field. So two freshmen in the starting lineup for the Zebras.
So it'll be tipped off and taken by Valley right away. They'll try to get it down low. That was a Wyman pass, but it ended up getting in the hands of Wise, but she just couldn't quite hold on to it. So the pass was a little bit too high and too hold, rather, for her to get a hold of. So that turns it over to Rochester. Zebras have the ball. They come front line now down low, trying to get around a triple team and travel the basketball. That was an easy said than done thing. Gonzalez thought she had an open path there, but it closed very quickly.
That's what it looked like, and I respect Rochester's ability to get down and be ready for that speed of Tippecanoe Valley.
They know what they can do. They know what they've seen in the past, and now in the future is theirs, because this team is much more equipped than they have been in the past. Ball's going to go out. Miles, go to Rochester or Valley?
I think it's going to stick with the Vikings here. That's at least the early indication.
Take a look and see.
Yeah, it's going to be Gonzalez, and she stands far in the left corner for Tippecanoe Valley. She's looking towards the basket. That's to her left. She slings it to the right. It's to the midcourt. It's stolen away. Adeline Gonzalez, a clear lane to the hoop, lays it up and in. And Rochester gets on the board first.
Balin, she was ready for that. She did a great job.
She very much so was. And impressed to see a freshman take that in a rivalry game and score it quick. And now Tippecanoe Valley, they're just throwing the basketball around, yeah. Rita.
Well, this isn't a given. You know, maybe some of the other teams have been a given, but this is not. So the Vikings need to sharpen it up a little bit.
Got to learn how to win games. That's the just as important of winning games is learning how to win them.
Yes, because I believe this is going to be different than what they've had so far.
I think so, too.
Ball comes over to the right side now, picked up for the deep right wing. It will be the Z's with it. Double team situation. They try to go inside. There's nothing open there. They come back out on the perimeter right now, trying to set up something for Gonzalez in the deep wing. She'll be taken away and taken away right away. So Suki will have the ball. She'll get it back to the backcourt. Now to Gonzalez over to the right side. Shots up with a high arc. It's going to be short by Wise, and the rebound is going to be taken right away and will come down the other end. Hunter will have the ball. She'll go down baseline, looking for a little bit of help. It's no good. Tried a shot up there, but it was blocked. And the basketball comes down over the 10-second line quickly. A nice lead pass in, but blocked. What a beautiful block that time by Field.
Rochester came ready to play. They're definitely exerting a little bit more physicality on Tippecanoe Valley than we have seen from teams so far. They're given that physicality that Valley offers right back to them.
And they got a pretty good sized front line there, too. Buzzard tried to go up for the foul, was blocked on her. Picked up down low again and knocked out of bounds. A good job once again by Evelyn Gonzalez. She got the ball, but couldn't get it to go because the ball went out for fingertips.
Third turnover for Rochester, six combined, three each so far, and we're not even 2 minutes into the game.
Well, the Vikings haven't quite figured out the offense down here. They figured out the offense, but they're not looking for that kind of a defense thrown on them by Rochester. So far, they've been doing the job. Weiss throws the shot up, no good. A little bit too wide. Second one is up by Daylen Buzzard, no good. But Daylen will go to the free throw line. She was fouled in the act of shooting.
Allie Field hit with the personal foul. It's the first personal foul of the game for either side. And Daylen to the free throw line, where she's 8 for 10 this season. Actually been a pretty good free throw shooter for the Vikings.
Shot on the way, and it is good. Got that one to go. Shot one more coming.
Once again, you'll hear from Daylen, Gabby Gonzalez, and Haley Stuckey tomorrow night on Onboard with the Vikings. We'll have that before our boys' basketball matchup right around 6:15.
Another one up and in by Daylen, so we're going to turn it back out front and away as a 2-2 tie. Basketball in the backcourt, Rochester with the ball, Valley puts on the press. They're not yet up over the line. They'll throw it away. Let's see how they go. They go back to the Zebras. Last touch, I believe, by Wise.
Now here's the trick, Rita. That's a couple seconds off the clock. You got to get this across the midline if you're Rochester rather quickly. You can't take your time.
You have to. Quick pass over to the right side. They'll get it done. Brought it up over the 10-second line on three passes. They'll hold it up on the outside. Top of the key now, high on the outer perimeter. Over to the left wing. But no, it's going to be Gonzalez taking the shot. No shot that is good, but an opportunity to go to the line because Woodruff commits the personal foul there. Stepping up the free throw line and toying it will be Evelyn Gonzalez.
She looked very confident for a freshman in this game.
Yes. Takes her time, puts it up, and it's good.
Lefty, too.
She'll put one more up now.
Don't see that too often.
No. And we don't have very often teams that each have a Gonzalez on the team either.
That is also true. Freshman and a senior.
Shot up, no good on this one. Rebound to Buzzard. Buzzard gets the ball on the outside, and we'll bring it up over the line to Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the basketball on top of the key. Works over to the right side. Deep in the right corner on the outer perimeter. Looking for the action now. We'll hold it up on top of the key. Over to the right side. Shot up by Stuckey. Good for three. That opened it up. 5-2, the count now. 5-3, rather, as Rochester hit a free throw and a field goal early. Ball to Gonzalez for Rochester. She'll bring it all the way down. Forces it up, no good. Rebound to Gonzalez for Tippecanoe Valley. Long lead pass to Haley Wise. It's up and in. And that will turn it back to what? They called traveling, and I kind of wondered about that. The feet were shuffled just a little bit.
That's frustrating. That takes 2 points off the board for the Vikings.
So that'll make it a 5-3 count as it was before. Quick pass over to the right side. Down over the 10-second line, double team situation. Trying to get the ball back out close to the inside. They'll bring it back out straight away to Wilson. Wilson goes inside. The ball's going to be loose for a moment and take it away. So it'll be Wise on the steal. She'll pound it down over the line. Tried one up. Didn't get it. But a personal foul going to be called. Rochester will be nailed for the personal, and Wise will go to the line.
Fouls on Aubrey Wilson. They get the first substitution into the game for Valley tonight as Betty Shepard set to check in.
Betty will come in, and that always makes things happen.
It does.
Shot up and good.
Hadley's also worked on her free throw shooting. She's hanging around 75%.
Yeah. Trying to make that a lot better. And, you know, several of the kids here on this team have good opportunities to go to the line, but we have to make it worth it if they do.
And Coach Parker said in her experience and what she wants this group to do on our pregame interview, get to the free throw line more. When you yes. have those shooting struggles from anywhere on the court, the free throw line can solve a lot of that. And she thinks the way they play, as physical as they are, they should be able to get there a lot more than they are.
Wise did a good job of the free throw line. She had for two. For two, coming over the line, trying to set up the play. A little excitement, I think, came from Jaden Field. She just couldn't get her feet planted, and that's another turnover.
Fifth turnover against Rochester.
So here we come. It'll be Gonzalez bringing it up over the line as Valley now leads it 7-3. Off to the left wing, deep in the left corner. Goes out of bounds. She lost it off her fingertips. I wasn't able to see that because of the bench of Rochester, but that was no bad call because nobody complained about it.
Yeah, it was right off of Gonzalez. Just a little deflection from Rochester, and Gabby couldn't corral it.
Come up over the line now and set up the play action to the right side. Top of the key. Over the outer perimeter, looking for a little bit of help. It'll roll loose. They pick it up right at the 10-second line and save it. It'll be Gonzalez with it. She brings it back out straight away. Top of the key down low. Here's good side inside position. And you can give that to Field. Did a good job of positioning there, Valen.
She did a really great job. And that is what Rochester's going to look to get going on their offensive side.
Ball goes over to the left wing now as Valley has it. It's now 7-5. 2-point lead now for the Vikings. Tipping New Valley to the ball on the right side. It comes. It'll be Stuckey. Stuckey brings the ball over top of the key. Back out once again to Wise. Wise to the basketball. Looks inside. Nobody home there, so they come back out and reload the offense. Gonzalez with it. Loops it in. Buzzard has the ball. Takes it from the sideline. That was a tough shot. She got that one to go.
And what'd she have to do to set that up? Work with her back to the basket. Yep. Kill the defender.
Yep. She made that work. It was a little bit catty-corner to where you'd like to have it as far as a clean look as well. So it's 9-5. Tippecanoe New Valley leads it. Basketball's off to the right wing. The basketball's going to be loose. Let's see who picks it up. It'll be the Zebras. But coming in for the steal and a personal foul then on Rochester. Beautiful job by Wise. Trying to cut that off right away was Wilson, and she got called for the personal.
That's her second. That's a big-time foul for Rochester. And that defensive stand, you know, Wise gets the steal, and she's credited with that. But that was really all set up by the defense of Dalen Buzzard. She cut off the ball, stopped it completely. The Z's had to recycle the offensive possession, and that turned into a turnover.
So the ball's going to be stolen away on the inside. Gonzalez for Rochester has the steal, and that might be Gonzalez for Valley calling a personal foul there.
Valley foul number 12, Hadley Wise.
John Wise instead. So you don't want to get your guards in foul trouble, that's for sure. That's one of the things that Tippecanoe Valley has to count on, that they can't become available when you really need them.
I haven't mentioned it yet, but the foul trouble for Tippecanoe Valley has not really been a factor yet this season. The girls, especially Hadley and Gabby, have done a really good job of limiting their fouls per game.
Yeah, that trying it from 19 feet away from the basketball doesn't float well with coach. But going to the baseline now, it'll be underneath. The basketball is going to be loose. I'll pick it back up. Rochester has it, and I think Betty's going to be whistled for that one.
Betty,
she
or
tried to stop it a little bit more with body than anything else.
Betty, number 10, Gabby Gonzalez, her
Gabby.
First.
Wow.
They got it on Gabby?
I thought maybe it was Betty. If not Betty, then maybe Daylin.
Yeah. Well, she gets it anyway. Gonzalez picks up her first, and to the line will be Aubrey Wilson.
So we're going to keep her off. She is a really good free throw shooter.
Shots up and no good. Rimmed out.
Unless I say something about it, then apparently that throws everything off.
Yeah. I can't get over the difference between one year and the next with this team. With a corporation, with a girls' basketball, period. Shots on the way, and it is no good this time. Rebound cleared out. We'll bring it up over the 10-second line and set up the play to Wise. Wise has the basketball. It's going to be loose. It'll be picked up by Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the ball brings it back out once again to the outside, across court, down low. Dalen Buzzard, no room. They'll bring it back out and reload the offense again. The shot's up and way off the mark by Stuckey this time. The rebound going to be taken by Buzzard. She couldn't get it to float, but what a great gutsy rebound that was. And now Rochester has it. They'll pound it down over the 10-second line, bring it in top of the key. 9-5, Vikings. Ball comes inside. It's going to be loose. Everybody hits the deck. Rochester maintains. They'll hold it up to Gonzalez. Gonzalez has the ball, but taken away by Wise. Wise with the steal. She'll bring it down over the 10-second line quickly. Fire it up. No good. Rebound fought for. The ball's going to be loose, and it's picked up underneath. Rochester doing a great job of protecting the basketball.
I think Rochester's offense has been a lot better tonight when they take their time each possession. When they're playing Valley's pace, they haven't really resulted in anything. And I think Coach Burris is trying to slow them down here a little bit, but just the pace of Valley gets teams out of sync.
Okay, who got that personal? It's on Valley.
No, it's on Allen Field.
Oh, it's on Allen Field on Rochester.
Called a block. I don't. Valley have possession there, Rita?
Yeah, well, kind of.
Must have.
I don't think it was really secured that much. Let's put it that way.
The foul goes on Allen Field, and that's her second. So Wilson and Field both in the game for Rochester with two.
A long, high-arcing shot goes up, and it will not go for Wise, and rebound to the Zebras. So the Zebras will bring it up over the 10-second line quickly, setting up on the right side. It'll be picked up by Wilson. Wilson with the ball with a bounce pass over to the left wing. On the baseline left, almost taken away. Gonzalez tries to save it, and it goes out of bounds anyway. That will turn it right back once again to Tippecanoe New Valley.
Haley Stuckey's playing a really good defensive game so far tonight. She's got that one triple that she's already made, but she's made some really good defensive plays already, and she forced a turnover right there.
She's done so much better physically than she did last year.
It's confidence.
Yep, that's what it is. Ball comes to the outside. Gonzalez has it. She'll hold it up in the backcourt. The basketball's going to be loose, trying to fight it out. Gonzalez hits the deck as well.
Rochester
will get the possession on the held ball. The Zebras are coming right after them.
They are. You knew they would. Yes. This was a game last year that Valley was not supposed to win. Vikings went into Rochester, got the 40-31 victory in unprecedented fashion, and I think that, you know, Rochester remembers that.
They never forget. Valley doesn't either. Ball comes underneath. The basketball comes out straight away to the outside to Wilson. Wilson with the basketball over to the left wing. Can't get it to go, so they come back out and stretch it out again. It'll be Wilson. Wilson over to the right side, Gonzalez. Gonzalez tries to go down low and knock it out of her hands, and Betty has it. Betty Shepard end up with the basketball. She'll bring it back out to the outside to Woodruff. Over to the right wing to Stuckey. Stops short, puts it up, spins out on the three attempts, and the rebound's going to be fought for, and we're going to have a personal foul on the Vikings. Field ended up with the ball, and she's going to be fouled. It'll be a common foul, so it will come in the full length of the court from Rochester.
I'll be on Betty.
42, Betty Shepard, her first team's fourth.
Fortunately for the Vikings, that's the fourth. They've got no foul to give here.
Jalen Buzzer enters for Tippecanoe Valley.
Okay, they're going to make some switches now.
They're going to get a little bit bigger. That's a defensive move.
Buzzer's in.
Anticipating the Vikings, rather than Rochester, is going to go for one shot here.
So we'll bring it up over the 10-second line and set it up with Wilson. Wilson on the bounce pass over to the right side. Deep in the right corner, down low. Turning around, the little flip shot is up. A good look that time, but it wouldn't go for field. Basketball's going to be fought for as it comes off the rim, and we're going to have another personal foul call.
It's going to have been Shepard. I thought Betty was getting her arm held. That's not good for the Vikings because that's two shots.
Yep, two shots, and that also gives her, what, her second?
Betty Shepard, her second, team's fifth.
I thought Betty was getting held there. That's a little surprising. It went that way.
So we'll see what they can do right now. As they toe the mark, first one's up and good. No problem with that one, but Jaden Field.
One possession game, 9-6.
She have one more coming her way now. On the way and good. Got the two. 9-7. Tippecanoe Valley holds on to a 2-point lead. Ball comes up over the 10-second line and sets it up on the outside. Gonzalez. Gonzalez takes a little flip point in the inside. Couldn't get it. Got her own rebound at the buzzer, but it did not go. So after one quarter of play, it's Tippecanoe Valley 9, Rochester 7. We're back with the second period after this on WRSW. Niftone of Mentone has been covering almost anything with quality steel siding, windows, and doors, and more. Jerry Seeker started in a small pole building on Road 600 in Mentone. Things have changed a lot in 50 years. Joe Seacrest now owns the business. The same quality steel siding and roofing is still there, and the added features like bending all of the soffit and trim to assure a professional job and more exist. You can rely on Niftone of Mentone. Visit their Facebook page and website for new products.
Niftone of Mentone.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
9-7, Valley leads at the end of the first quarter. We start the second quarter, Rita. I see a couple substitutions. Macy Cote checks in, as does Izzy Woodruff for the Vikings. A little foul trouble for each side, yeah. Although Rochester, they're keeping both girls in the game. No, just one of the girls in the game.
Might have added a little bit of the physicality there, too. Cote can take it right to them if she needs to. She'll bring it down low, can't get it away, so she'll get it back out to Stuckey. Stuckey with the basketball over to the right wing. Picking up now top of the key, looking for help to the right side, Buzzer. Buzzer to the basketball, brings it back out once again to the outer perimeter to Stuckey. Stuckey over to the left wing. Deep in the left corner, looking for a little bit of help to get it out. They do. They rotate it around. They go inside. Back out again. Good movement. Daylan Buzzer will take the three. It's no good. Rebound comes back out to Sticky and comes back out to Daylan. So Buzzer will have the rebound and will set it up again. It'll be back to the backcourt, top of the key. Gonzalez with the ball, looks over to the right wing, back once again. Gonzalez looks to the inside, and the other Gonzalez from Rochester will steal the ball away. So they can tie it or take the lead here. Here's a three. That's way off the mark. They'll try to save it, and Rochester does, but they'll say she stepped out of bounds. Good opportunity that time for Bowers.
That's Lila Bowers, and she played almost the entire JV game. So yeah. You got to wonder just her conditioning, you know, where is she at, and how many minutes is she going to be able to give you at 100%. That was a physical JV game that she played.
Very much so. Ball top of the key, over to the left wing. Wise with the basketball, back out straight away. Over to the right side, Buzzard. Buzzard looked for the across court pass, didn't take it. Gonzalez is going to have to go on defense. It's knocked away. Shot's going to be up and no good. Rebound fought for, back up and no good. Rochester had 2 point blank shots last time. Field got the last one. Now they get it back again. It's up and no good. And now the ball will go out of bounds and it will go back to Rochester. Well, they're getting enough chances at it.
Absolutely. So some of that rebounding that Valley's going to struggle with this season.
That's right.
Just due to their size.
You get three or four returns on that sooner or later, they're going to burn you with it.
Turnover battle's relatively even right now, unofficially 9 for Rochester, 8 for Valley.
So the ball comes backcourt. Shots up for three. No, an air ball. Goes right into Buzzard's hands. Here we go on the run. It's going to be Wise. Flips it up and got it. Credit Gonzalez for a great pass. Credit Wise for meeting it, getting the job done. 11-7 the count now, Rochester. Ball's going to be taken away by Woodruff. Woodruff on the steal. Daylan Buzzard with it. Gets the cross course coming back out of bounds off of the Z's. And so we'll have it inbounds with Valley under their own basket.
Mentioned in the first quarter, the pace. That's the way Valley wants to play.
Yeah.
They want to play with pace. And when they're able to get a quick bucket like that and then beat you defensively, it can make for a long night.
Shot on the right side was a little bit weak. I don't think it ever got to a shot. It almost looked like a pass. And it was taken away and out of bounds. And that will go back to the Zebras.
Early trigger for Wise.
Ready to go now. Bounce pass, right wing, out of bounds. So that's right in front of Valley's bench. It was knocked out by Woodruff. Bringing the ball back in will be Wilson. Wilson with the basketball holds it up. Top of the key. High on the outside. We'll bring the ball over the right wing deep. It goes underneath. It's going to be knocked away. Basketball picked up in the outer perimeter. Holding it up in the outer perimeter again. They go inside. Trying to get a clear shot. Gonzalez will try one. It's going to be long for a three attempt, but picked right back up by the Zebras. What a great rebound that was by Field. And the shot's back up and in for a three. Here we go. It's 11-10 now.
She gets enough of those. She's going to get them to go through.
They've been able to force those rebounds up and do a good job of positioning. We'll hold it up in the backcourt and set up to play again. Quick, over to the left wing. Deep in the left corner, top of the key. Over to the right corner. Back straight away. Gonzalez down low. It's going to be Woodruff. No place to go there. She'll bring it back out. So it's going to be picked up by Buzzard. Buzzard goes down the baseline right. Picked up in the deep right corner. They'll try to rotate the balance and try to get something to go with a good shot. Thus far on the perimeter, they've been cut off on many of those passes. Down low they go now, and the personal foul is going to be called. Going up for that shot on a great rebound there. And, you know, you can't really complain about the extra effort by Coke. It just didn't go down.
It didn't, but that's a play for Macy Coke that she knows if
yes.
She drives the basketball, she's going to take a hit. She's going to get hit. And that's what she did. She drove in, shoulders down, knew the contact was coming, and just tried to get a good shot on the basket.
Shots up and won't go. One more coming at the line. They'll take their time at the free throw line. On the way, good this time. So we are now looking at 12-10, a 2-point lead coming for Tippecanoe Valley. Nothing has come easy in this first half.
5 of the 12 for the Vikings at the free throw line
yeah.
tonight.
We've got 4:57 left to go. It's 12-10. Very low scoring, but very, very defense-oriented from both teams. The bounce pass goes over to the right side deep. It'll be picked up in the outer perimeter. The hold it up now to Gonzalez. She'll work over to the left side. Picked up this time by Hunter. Hunter deep in the left corner to Gonzalez. She'll pop one up. No, won't go. Rebound comes out of bounds. It will go back to Valley.
Something to keep an eye on, especially as we get to the second half and these coaches kind of work on these officials. I've noticed Rochester trying to clear space. It's unintentional, but they are throwing the elbows pretty high and using that as an extension to clear space. I wonder if we're going to see a foul get called on that offensively.
We don't know so far. It's not been.
No, it's not.
Ball comes over to the right side, deep, deep in the right corner. They'll come. It'll be Gonzalez. Off to Wise for a rainbow. It's up and no good. Rebound on the three attempts is going to be taken by the Zebras, and we're going to have a reach-in foul. Is that on Wise?
Didn't catch it initially, but...
It might be.
Yep, number two on Hadley.
Second, team's first.
Yep. Can't afford too many of those.
12.5 points per game. She leads the team in scoring. Looks like Melanie Costello's going to come and get her here.
We're bringing up over the line now. I'm going to set up the action top of the key. They come to Wilson. Wilson with the bounce pass. Over to the right side, now to Hunter. Hunter with the ball. Comes break out straight away. Out of the way now, out of the fray of things. They tried to get the ball into the inside. They can't go, but a tie-up situation is called, and that was really a good effort once again by Field. Costello checks into the lineup, and Wise will check out. So the Z's will bring it back in. They hold it up down the back end, and Bowers will have it. Back out straight away looking for somebody. They come back out straight away in the inside. The ball's going to be kicked. It'll be loose. It'll be picked up. No over and back. It was last touched by the Vikings. So they'll set up the play again, this time to Audrey Wilson. Wilson goes baseline up and no good by Gonzalez, but she was fouled under the bucket.
Yep, Daylin got her there on the hand. It's a good call.
She's not very big. She's tall, but she's not very big. But she really says she's around that defense.
She knows how to get through. Absolutely.
Good prospect there. Shot up. Good. So one more will come. Taking the time to go up again. No, it won't go. But the rebound's going to be fought for. It'll be loose. It'll be picked up by Buzzard. So Buzzard will have the ball and clear it out. We'll bring it now over to Gonzalez. Gonzalez for the basketball, tipping a new Valley, leading it 12-11 right now. Ball over to the left wing. Back out once again. Miller's into the lineup as well. It's a three launch long. Won't go. Miller ends up with the rebound. It won't go. Rebound is fought for and physically taken care of by Field. So Rochester has the ball. They'll bring it over to the left wing. A 10-footer is on the way. It's no good. Rebound comes down low to Woodruff. Woodruff with the basketball. Sets up to Gonzalez. Over to the left wing to Miller. Miller with the ball. Back out top of the key to Gonzalez. They go down low. Daylin Buzzard has it knocked out of her hands, but a personal foul will be called.
Foul is called, and it couldn't have been on the ball. It had to be on the body or the back. I was going to say the hand.
Rochester foul, number 32, Jake Field, her first.
Might be with
second.
Coach Burris on that. Initially, in lifetime, it didn't look like a ton of contact on the ball. But Valley will take Daylin Buzzard at the free throw line.
Yeah, she got it.
Good pass by Gonzalez to get it to her.
Yes. Valley's outside shot just has not been what they hoped it would be in the first half. And I'll tell you, the rebounding of Rochester has given them lots of chances. They're not going to have a good scoring percentage. But they really had their chances offensively. Second one's good by Daylin Buzzard. So it's now 14-11 Valley. 2:59 left to go in the first half. The ball comes with a bounce pass over to the right side. They'll hold it up on the perimeter, back out straight away. Top of the key, right wing. Shot up and no good. Rebound fought for, picked up this time by Stookie. Stookie has the ball. She'll bring it over the 10-second line and set it up top of the key. Over the deep right wing, back out once again. Over to the right wing it comes. Into the inside, shot up. I wonder if, no, it won't go. Maybe a little quick on the shot. Wouldn't get the goal, but she sold the ball back. So Woodruff gets the ball back in Valley's headquarters here. We'll see what they can do. Miller with the ball, bounce pass inside. They try to go down to Daylin Buzzard, and a personal foul is going to be called in the fray of the inside.
Got two sophomores running point right now for Tippecanoe Valley.
Yeah. Interesting combination.
Very interesting.
Coming to the lineup now for Plymouth will be Field back again. Coming out for a rest will be Aubrey Wilson.
Well, that's her third personal foul as well. And that was one away from the basket.
Yeah, that always hurts. Ball comes inside to Daylen Buzzard. Pass was a little high. She couldn't hold on. Turns it back to the Zebras. So the Z's will have the ball and bring it up over the line. Over to the right side, the shot's up, and it's going to be way long, an air ball. It'll go out of bounds, and it goes back to Valley.
A little bit of a quick shot, but it was an open one. A quick one.
Yeah.
I just don't think that that's going to be Rochester's key. It's going to be wear Valley down using long offensive possessions. And maybe that's what Coach Burris wants to talk about right now with a timeout.
Timeout for Rochester. We'll be back after this. You know it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with a sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to GagnonMotors.net.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch thick or 1-inch thick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaeng.com.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073wrsw.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Anything step out at you, Baylen?
No scores. Northridge beats up on Elkhart pretty good tonight. That's a little bit of a surprise, 69-40. Not the fact that Northridge won, but by how much they won by.
Okay, Tippecanoe Valley struggles to get the ball up. Went out of bounds, but luckily for Valley, went off the field. Feels physical.
It does.
And she has really made a lot of difference on the inside. I think a couple of players have done that. Field has done a great job, and a couple of other kids have been in and out of the forecast. They've done a great job, too. Into the lineup right now is Bailey Smith, and so is she. Ball's going to be loose on the missed shot. It'll be held up on the inside of Galen Buzzard, and they're going to put it over the line again.
This officiating crew watching them work and noticing kind of some of the plays they're keying in on. They're getting a lot of the plays where the ball is going to the basket. But if you watch on a lot of the rebounds, there is tons of pushing and shoving both ways.
So here comes one from Buzzard, and it is good. Boy.
She's done it all tonight.
Muscle memory should be playing a big part in that.
7 of the 15 for Valley. It's coming off in an 11-point career high performance for her against LaVille.
Yeah, if you don't think that it's important to hit free throws, watch this one. It's good. 2 for 2 at the line. Now we're working to the 15 to 11. So the modus operandi for teams who play Valley, don't foul Daylen Buzzard. The ball in the backcourt. Looking for help. They'll get it back to the backcourt and set it up. Over the right side, knocked away. Almost stolen there by Miller, but she did control. It's going to be knocked away again, and this time it's going to be Gabby Gonzalez with a shot. It wouldn't go, but Buzzard knocked it back in.
Yes, she did. She's having an awesome game. 10 first-half points for Daylen.
She just walked over to the right side of the basket that time. 18 to 11 now. Shot's going to be low, and it's going to be a good shot. Very good shot taken. Was that Smith?
I believe Field snuck that through.
Is that Field? The ball comes underneath. The two are there. It's going to be knocked away. Tippecanoe Valley now tries to get it held up. It's going to be a held ball. Looked like a scrum out there for a moment.
It did. The Vikings very fortunate to get that one.
Very well, much so.
I take that back. Is it Jones?
3-second timeout, Rochester. Their second timeout.
So we'll take a quick timeout of our own, and we'll come back and tell you how that worked out.
It's back. The Crossroads Bank Weekend Bonus Bash. From Friday, November 28th at 9 a.m. through Monday, December 1st at 9 a.m., use any Crossroads Bank branch ATM for your chance to win some holiday bonus cash. Be one of 50 winners to score a $50 bill instead of a $20 bill. Odds of winning depend on the volume and amount of transactions performed. Visit crossroadsbanking.com at resources and disclosures for official contest rules. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
So what was the call?
Looks like jump ball. No, just possession by Rochester, and Coach Burris got a timeout through because the possession arrow still sticks with Tippecanoe New Valley. So it Rochester basketball. At least it was. It still is.
Almost wasn't. Gonzalez had the handle. It's just going to probably reel it in. We'll go over to the left wing now. It'll be picked up on the outside. Picked up on the right wing. Bowers had the ball. We'll go down right. Shot up by Bowers. Going to be off the memory board there, rather, and brought back out once again for the Zebras. So they did a great job of getting the ball back to control the offensive rebound, but we're going to have a personal foul on the play.
Yeah, Gabby just picked up her second. I'm really not too sure what exactly it was on. I thought there was some contact, but not a lot. And Coach Eaton just got a warning.
Yeah, Costello's going to come in to replace her.
Coach Eaton not happy about that call, and tend to agree with him.
Ball in the top of the key. We'll come back out straight away. Over the right side now, looking for a little bit of help. Miller's going to cause that, and that was an obvious reach-in.
It was, but I just...
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll just be quiet.
Well, if you look at the way it's being called under the basket,
that's what I'm a little.
And the way it's being called out here are different.
It's so different.
So different.
Very, very light contact. And I'm not talking about a Valley thing or a Rochester thing. I'm saying both teams are being very light around the perimeter compared to the physical contact that we're seeing underneath the basket versus what's getting called. And Rochester Rita, in 8 seconds, Rochester just got called, Valley just got called on three fouls to then put Rochester at the free throw line.
Yeah.
Valley had two fouls in the entire quarter.
Miller got two of them.
Three fouls in 8 seconds.
Yeah, it was all in the backcourt. So we're going to have a little visit with our coach and the official.
Not to say that they weren't fouls. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, why in the last 18 seconds are we completely changing the flow of the way the game is being officiated?
Yeah.
That's what's concerning, because that throws the girls off. That throws the coaches off. It changes a lot.
And I think that's the conversation being held right now. It's not anything that's in danger of anything. And she's just pointing some things out. And the official shook his head yes two or three times. So let's see how that pairs out. 18 to 13 right now.
All
the free throws didn't go. But, you know, when you come right down to it, there's so many more chances than Valley. Sooner or later, you play that game, and you're not going to win it. It's going to be a bad pass thrown in by Miller now, and that will end the first half. So Tippecanoe Valley goes out in the locker room to regroup the troops. They're still holding on to a five-point lead. It hasn't really been one of those magical evenings for either team, but enough has been down the wire. Tippecanoe Valley 18, Rochester 13. We're back after this with halftime scores and more on WRSW.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance Agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm, and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
Hi, this is Dave with Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Too many homeowners in northern Indiana get told they need expensive repairs or replacements they don't really need. That's not right. At Flotec, we're here to protect you. That's why we offer free second opinions. No pressure, no gimmicks, just honest answers you can trust. Don't let the wrong company drain your wallet. Call Flotec today or visit us online at flotecpnh.com. Go with the flow. Flotec Plumbing and Heating.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen and Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services, like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
It's time for the Beacon Point Advisors Halftime Show. Beacon Point Advisors, formerly Alderfer Bergen and Company. The same great people in service, just with a new name.
Whether it's the big game or your big project, you need speed and reliability. RTC Fiber Communications has you covered. With RTC, you get blazing fast fiber internet to power every play. From live streaming the big game to keeping your smart home in sync, we're all about connecting you to what matters. Make the switch to RTC and experience the speed you've been missing. Visit RTC1.com or call us today.
When you wipe out, you need to know Hoffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Hoffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all body work. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop has over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Hoffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
It's time for the Beacon Point Advisors Halftime Show. Beacon Point Advisors, formerly Alderfer Bergen and Company. The same great people in service, just with a new name.
Welcome back to the Beacon Point Advisors Halftime Show. As Reed will join us here in just a second, Carly Snyder just came up to the table to say hi, and it's good to have everybody back for Thanksgiving. It's good to be back here at Tippecanoe Valley High School with a score 18-13 right now with a few minutes left to go in our halftime stretch. Halftime presented to us by Beacon Point Advisors. Remember, every free throw tonight is going to be multiplied by two and put into that KC Rally Kids Fund as a donation from our friends at Beacon Point Advisors. Let's go over the first half scoring. We'll start with Rochester first. 3 points for Aubrey Wilson, 2 points for Jaden Field, 4 points for Allie Field, 4 points for Adeline Gonzalez. And for Tippecanoe Valley tonight, Macy Cope with 1 point. Haley Stuckey with 3 points. Hadley Wise with 4 points. Dalen Buzzard with a total of 10 points. She is leading the way right now. Rita is Dalen Buzzard. Get the turnovers real quick. 13 for Valley, 12 for Rochester. The rebounding battle, Valley winning 16-9. Carly Snyder just said hey.
Yeah.
Came up and said hi. She's at college right now.
I know. That's where she's getting along okay. She said, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I said, we miss you. She said, we miss you guys, too. That's a weird, it's a really a weird awakening to go, it's not that far away. It's just below Chicago. It's not that far. But it's far enough that you're just not going to get in the car and go talk to her. And that makes a big difference. But she likes the school there very much. So that's 90% of the battle right there.
Not a bad place to be or not a
no.
bad place to enjoy some college life in the Chicagoland area. So, yeah, we wish her the best. And sounds like she's doing well. Went over the halftime stats. Free throw totals so far, 6, 7, 9. 9 of the 18 half the points tonight for Tippecanoe New Valley are via the free throw line. Multiply that by two. That's $18 going to the KC Riley Kids Fund, courtesy of our friends at Beacon Point Advisor. Almost at Alder for Bergen, formerly Alder for Bergen and Company. Same great people, same great folks, just hanging out under a new name, Beacon Point Advisors, to better serve you. Let's look at our scoreboard, around the town scoreboard, or out of town scoreboard. Glenn defeats Westville tonight, 46-39. Northridge, once again, that final score over Elkhart, 69-40. Southwood over Oak Hill right now in girls basketball, 12-5. And South Bend Adams is leading LaVille at the end of the first quarter, 8-7. Plymouth leading Logansport, 32-11, end of the third quarter in that contest. And Columbia City, this is a scary one, 71-4. They beat Goshen tonight, 71-4. They beat Goshen tonight as Columbia City.
That's just unbelievably bad. I'm sorry. I know that they didn't run the score up on them. I know better than that. We all know that. But it's very sad when you have that kind of disparity. We've seen that quite a bit already this year.
So I was chatting to somebody today about that, who also covers high school basketball. He said what he thinks, if you look at the entire state as a whole, the top third is higher than the bottom, the middle third. The middle third significantly lower than the top third, and then there's a third below that middle third that's significantly lower in ability than that middle third. It's really a big disparity we're seeing right now across the state.
And I don't think that's an understatement or overstatement. I think that's exactly what we've seen so much so far. So hopefully those programs that are struggling that much will get things put back together, because you and I both know it takes, we'd like to have that 50-50 anyway.
It's a better product for everybody.
For everyone.
More people want to come out and support. Yeah, it's the unique situation we're dealing with right now across the state of Indiana. We'll see if that trend continues into the boys' season this year. But Warsaw beating Penn at halftime, 32-19. Fairfield over Northwood right now, 30-22. We've got one final with the boys' side of things for basketball tonight. Caston beat Lakeland Christian tonight, 74-36. And Winnemac is leading Twin Lakes at halftime. Wawasee over Fairfield right now, 41-25. That's the current score at the end of the third quarter in that contest. We'll take a quick time out here on 107.3 WRSW. Close out the Beacon Point Advisors halftime show. When we come back, we'll have second half action for Tippecanoe Valley, leading Rochester right now, 18-13.
The Rochester Walgreens store is closing. Webb's Pharmacy can help you transfer your prescriptions. Call them at 574-223-2216 or click on the transfer link at webrx.com. Webb's Pharmacy in Rochester has served the area for many years, and they'll be serving for years to come. Let them help you transfer or take care of any other pharmaceutical need. You deserve the best prescription service, and the pharmacists at Webb's are waiting to help. Webb's Family Pharmacy, with locations in Rochester, Akron, and North Manchester.
Whether it's the big game or your big project, you need speed and reliability. Marshall County Fiber has you covered. With MCF, you get blazing fast fiber internet to power every play. From live streaming the big game to keeping your smart home in sync, we're all about connecting you to what matters. Make the switch to Marshall County Fiber and experience the speed you've been missing. Visit marshallfiber.com or call us today.
The Hartzler Funeral Home in Akron and the King Memorial Home in Mentone offer professional services and a beautiful atmosphere. But more than that, it's the Hartzler family serving your family. Mark and Deb Hartzler and Blaine and Rebecca Hartzler are at your service 24/7. If you have any questions about funeral service, feel free to sit down and talk to the Hartzler family anytime. They want this special day of remembrance to be exactly what you want. For more information, go to the website HartzlerFuneralServices.com. The Hartzler Funeral Home and the King Memorial Home in Mentone. Their family service, your family.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant: Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
Hey there, this is Gabby Gonzalez, and you're listening to Tippecanoe Valley Basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Ready to go, Tippecanoe Valley for the second half. 18-13, a low-scoring first half score, but indeed a lot of defense more than offense. And we see that same thing stacking up right now. Triple teaming everything down below. Woodruff had the ball. She had no place to go, and she traveled. That turns it back over once again to the Zebras.
You see a concerted effort from Rochester, too, defensively, just to clog up lanes. They're not trying to take the ball away. They're just trying to clog up those passing lanes with the bodies, and that's forcing Valley to turn themselves over.
Well, it's an interesting situation, too, when you have three right there. Maybe you're not used to that the last few games, but that's exactly where they're Brave Rochester is getting so many chances. Ball comes over to the outside, top of the key, back house straight away again. Let's load it up now with Hunter. Hunter with the ball over to the right side. Deep in the right corner, we go back out straight away again. The shot is way weak. In fact, it barely hit the bottom of the iron. And I think that was just a situation where it was a knee-jerk reaction. Field took that shot, but she wasn't really ready to do it.
Yeah, she felt like she had the space, but Gonzalez closed on her pretty quickly.
Ball on the outside, top of the key to the right wing now. Tippecanoe Valley with the basketball straight away. High on the outside, top of the key, over to the right side. Deep in the right corner, we'll hold up the basketball in the outer perimeter. It goes out of bounds, and that will turn it back once again to Valley or Rochester.
I like the effort from Gonzalez, but maybe you just let that roll out and have the Z's have to go the full length of the court.
They take the run on the fly, only getting it over the line this time on one good pass. Rochester with the basketball, holds it up in the perimeter, brings it back out once again to Wilson. Wilson, saddled by personal foul problems in the first half, right back out on the lineup now. They'll dribble the ball and try to go over to the right side. It went off a foot and out of bounds. And maybe Tippecanoe Valley can speed them up just enough that that could cause some problems.
Yeah, another turnover out of the equation. And remember, there is some foul trouble for Rochester. Wilson is out there with three fouls. You've got Allie Field in the mix with two fouls. So you can attack some of these defenders and try to play around the deficiency, knowing they're going to try to lay off with the foul.
Betty Shepard back into the lineup now. Basketball top of the key, back out straight away. Over to the right side, Gonzalez. Across court, striking away. Now that was just a misnomer because you forgot the kid out there wasn't 5 feet tall.
2-3 zone, Rochester loves it, and that forced the turnover.
Pick that right off. Basketball back out once again to the outside. They roll it around the right wing. Deep in the right corner. Holding it up in the backcourt now as Hunter has the ball. Bring your stop top of the key. Back out once again to Gonzalez. Gonzalez, top of the key, works against Woodruff. She'll go on the left side, back straight away to the outside. A three is on the way. It's up and good. She hesitated just a moment, but Aubrey Wilson got a three.
It's a good three-point shooter.
Now we got a two-point game, 18-16. Valley holding on to a two-point lead. The ball goes over to the right side deep in the outside. Across court, bad pass, taken away again by Gonzalez. Gonzalez with it, brings it down over the 10-second line. It goes out of bounds. He tried to save it, and they do. They get it down low and did it again. The basketball was saved that time by Wilson, and Field got the two to go in, and it's a tie game, 18-18. 5:37 left to go in the third quarter. Let's come back after this on WRSW. Timeout.
This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. I'm proud to say that our office boasts the only full-surfacing optical lab in the region. What does that mean? It means we make glasses on site. That means you get your glasses, safety glasses, or sunglasses quick. In a pinch and need something fast? We can get you seeing again the same day. Whether you've broken your glasses or just need an updated prescription or style, we can help. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Craig Welding of Mentone started out as a welding shop in 1959. Needless to say, the business has changed, but your needs are still taken care of wherever you are. Craig Welding is in-house or at your business or farm. Call Craig Welding at 800-863-6584 or go to their website. Craig Welding combines skilled and certified welding personnel with a wide range of welding equipment to meet all of your needs. TIG, MIG, and arc welding can be done when you need it. Craig Welding, 825 west of Mentone, a family-owned business serving you since 1959.
Hey there, this is Gabby Gonzalez, and you're listening to Tippecanoe Valley Basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Turnovers a problem to start this second half, this third quarter, 18-18. The game tied for the first time since it was zeros, and Rochester looking to take their first lead of the night, but Valley will have the basketball to start out of the break.
So we're ready to go. We'll bring it up over the 10-second line now and set up the action to the right side. Dalen Buzzard with the ball, brings it out straight away. High in the outer perimeter now. They'll look for the action, and it'll go into the official's breadbasket, and he'll give it back.
Coach Parker talking with the officials, just trying to kind of talk about where the contact's coming, because Gonzalez got her right, right in the bread basket there.
Really did.
It was good defense, but there is a lot of contact.
Miller on the ball, Daly buzzer. Buzzer of the ball, top of the key to Miller. Over to the right side, Melville will set it up. Deep in the right wing, the bounce pass. Inside, trying to go to Betty Shepherd. She'll muscle it out of there. Save the ball from going out of bounds, but then, not enough that Woodruff could pick it up.
Yeah, Betty just couldn't squeeze it.
The Vikings are struggling.
They're really struggling.
I mean, let's just make a good phrase out of it. They're not playing well. Basketball over to the right side. We'll pick it up. Top of the key to Gonzalez. Gonzalez had it knocked away, but Miller touched it last.
It's the zone, Rita. This Rochester zone defensively, they're offering it. It's got Tippecanoe New Valley looking a little speechless out there on offense. It's just they're not able to get rhythm, and they're not causing turnovers in the defensive end to get the offense some free points in transition. That's a problem. They got to start one of those two things.
And nobody is able to hit from outside to break that up. The steal's going to be taken. What do we have here? Personal foul in the backcourt? Betty Shepherd gets a personal foul. I didn't see it.
Betty's got to be careful here.
Yeah, don't say anything. Hey, yeah. She's going to straighten that up real quick.
That's her third. Well, that's gives Rochester the ball back. Vikings were in transition. Said, what'd she do?
I don't know, but she needs to learn to keep her mouth closed.
She does, but
I didn't see it.
It's going back and forth. Like that's my point. Is this game, it's going back and forth. This is not a product of one team being more physical than the other. This is two teams that are extremely physical tonight. And it's exchanging. That's
long pass. Yeah, I think you're right. Now this is gonna be a little bit more contested too, and it didn't go. And frankly, she should have probably gotten one there.
I agree.
So we'll bring it up over the 10-second line. It's 18-18 tie up. And not anymore. Miller hits a three.
Huge shot for the sophomore.
Now that's what you have to do to get ahead of this. And they've not been able to really do it the entire game. 21-18 now, Valley. Basketball comes up over the line, setting it up on the right side. It'll be Gonzalez. She'll fire it up, no good. Rebound, fall four, goes to the baseline, out of bounds, and go back to Rochester.
That's good defense by the Vikings.
Yeah.
Really good defense that trip down. Feed off that momentum.
Probably time to kind of wake up a little bit here.
We're going to have a close finish. It's just, it's that type of game right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's not going to be beautiful from either team, but it will be down to the wire.
Both coaches
right.
Really challenging their players right now.
Ball top of the key on the right side, shot up for three. It's way short that time for Wilson. Probably took that too quickly. 21-18 the count. A three-point lead. Oh, that was double dribble. Yep, that was. Thielen lost the ball there for a minute. Thielen tried to get it back, and that's a double dribble call.
Got the Vikings with 15 turnovers. And poor Betty Shepherd, she's got some issues with those shoes. It's the second time she's caught tying her shoe.
So we'll see what happens as Rochester has it again. A little lull in the offensive end of it for both teams. Miller's three was just what the doctor ordered, actually, for Valley. But neither team has been very productive since then. The ball's held up. Down low. Basically turned around. And finally, Miller got it. And what's the call here?
It's a foul on Gonzalez, and that's the right call, reaching in. Gonzalez reached in probably four or five times before they finally blew the whistle.
Yeah,
I mean, she's gotten away with a couple of those, got away with one against Betty, and they really had no choice there but to call it. I think Coach Parker would have had to step out of the building. But then on the other end, the Vikings get the foul call. And they turn it over.
Yeah.
You just completely waste an opportunity, and that just equals things out.
Held call that time, and the held ball turns it back to the Zebras. So bringing the ball in this time, Moby Field. Jaden will have the basketball, and we'll see what Rochester can do. Both teams need to kind of settle down just a little bit here.
Absolutely. This is.
You remember it's a game. You
choppy
have to play
physical
it.
Basketball.
Exactly. Ball to the right wing, held up at the deep right corner. They try to go down low, and they do, and this one is up and no good. But what a good selection that was. Shepherd holds on to the ball. She's tied up, and that should turn to the other direction.
Yeah, that was a fantastic set by Rochester on offense. It's unfortunate that Field wasn't able to get that basket to go down. It rolled off the toilet rim. And that's the way Rochester's going to be able to score. That really is second half. I'd go right back to it because Valley didn't really have a lot of resistance getting the basketball to that position on the block.
Top of the key to Miller for Valley. They have the ball. picked up by Costello. Costello with the basketball brings around right side, back over the right wing to Miller. Miller gets the ball inside to Shepard. That was not a good pass, but it ends up to be Valley's ball because there's a personal foul call.
Reach on Gonzalez. That's number two.
Number 22, Adlin Gonzalez.
Gabby Gonzalez also for the Vikings with two fouls. So both Gonzalez now with two.
So let's put the ball in. Miller has it. Miller with the basketball gets it in quickly. Costello's shot is an air ball. It's knocked around and picked up finally in the backcourt by Field. So Rochester has it again. Quick pass all the way down. Goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Valley.
I sound like a broken record, Rita, but the possessions where Rochester has looked really rough on offense has been when they've tried to speed things up.
That's right.
We just saw them run a perfect offensive set that allowed them to get the basketball 4 feet away from the cup. Ended up turning into a missed shot, but you would go right back to that 9 times out of 10 expecting to make. And it's
okay.
Turnover.
We're going to have Shepard come out of the lineup. She's going to the dressing room.
I see her. I know she has an inhaler from time to time. Yeah, that might be a situation.
That probably
she's been running pretty
it.
Hard out there.
And coming into the lineup to replace her then will be, let's see, Stookie's out there, Woodruff's out there, Costello. Oh, it's Macy. Macy Coke. So we'll set them all up now and see what they can do. Valley holds on to a three-point lead, 21-18. Not many points, but a lot of action. The ball goes to the right side to Stookie. Stookie with the basketball top of the key. Holds it up in the right wing. Deep in the right corner. Now with a bounce pass over to the right side to Woodruff. They try to go inside, and we're going to have a personal foul there. Going in for the ball was Costello. Kind of hurt her hand a little bit.
Actually, it looks like, Rita, that may have been a finger situation. Maybe
yeah, she kind of shook that pretty good, didn't she?
Yeah, she got it wrapped up as well. Daylin's back to the bench. She was off the bench, so Valley without a couple players there for a moment.
Macy Coke gets the ball back. Top of the key. Costello down low. Basketball's going to be a bounce pass interrupted by Rochester. And we got another foul call.
It's the right call.
So the personal foul this time is going to be called on Allie Field. Allie picks up the personal. It's her third.
What you're seeing, Rita, is Valley get really good post-entry passes. They're sealing off the defender to a level where Rochester has no choice but to try to go for that reach-in.
Ball comes inside, knocked out of bounds, off the hands this time of the Zebras.
Superintendent Blaine Connolly, keeper there. Grabs the basketball as he's standing in the doorway. It comes right to him. Played a little basketball back in the day.
He played a little basketball in his time.
Basketball.
Yeah, he really did. Ball's got to be knocked away. What do we have here? A double dribble, a traveling violation, or something?
I believe a five on Valley. So many times trying to get it in and so many deflections. Vikings didn't have time to inbound the basketball.
Ball, long pass. Goes in the outside to Hunter. Back over the straightaway now, and they'll set it up to Wilson. Over to the right side to... Well, we talked about this before. Bowers played almost all of the JV. She got a look at the three and tied the score up at 21. Ball's going to be in the backcourt this time. We'll hold it up. High on the outside. Top of the key. Looking for a little bit of help. They'll go to the right side to Stookie. She sets, she shoots, it's off on a three-point shot. The ball out of bounds automatically, and that turns it back over to Rochester.
Vikings have to get something out of Hadley Wise scoring tonight. Rochester's done a really nice job of keeping her out of the mix. 4 points for her tonight, but this is not going to be enough. And for Gabby as well, scoreless.
Yeah, that you take a look at those two figures and you understand exactly what's been happening here. They've neutralized it.
Two leading scorers combined for 4 points.
That's right. Steal from Betty. Betty Shepard stole the ball, tried to get out of the fray of things, and a timeout's going to be called by Valley. So, a steal from Betty. Shepard got it. We're going to have a timeout. Be back right here at WRSW. Nifton of Mentone has been covering almost anything with quality steel siding, windows, and doors, and more. Jerry Seeker started in a small pole building on Road 600 in Mentone. Things have changed a lot in 50 years. Joe Sechrist now owns the business. The same quality steel siding and roofing is still there, and the added features like bending all of the soffit and trim to assure a professional job and more exist. You can rely on Nifton of Mentone. Visit their Facebook page and website for new products.
Nifton of Mentone.
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
21-21. Valley and Rochester, 1:39 left to go in the third quarter. Coach Rebecca Parker just called a timeout for the Vikings, and they've got the possession on their half of the court.
So let's see what they do in the inlet pass. It's going to be brought in by Gonzalez. Good shot. Oh, it was a good selection on the pass, but just couldn't make it work.
That elbow jumper is normally what she goes to. I'll take that shot 10 times out of 10.
You betcha. Didn't quite go for, but we'll try that again later, I'm sure. The ball goes over to the left wing to be held up in the backcourt. Costello was attempting that shot, and I would have given that to her anytime. Basketball over to the right side. It's held up. Back out once again, taken away. Costello with the steal. Brings it down over the 10-second line. Let it long. Shot's going to be up and no good. The basketball's going to be fought for. Wow. Don't tie up, Betty.
Well... I don't even think I was off of Betty. I think what they did was they called Hadley out of bounds with the basketball.
She just got too deep.
It was a 3-on-2 for the Vikings, and they just those are normally baskets for them every time, and tonight they have not been.
But the hell ball was really a hell ball. Basketball comes out straight away. We're going the outside, it's gonna be knocked around. Rochester will have the basketball. Tippecanoe Valley trying to get it back. The ball comes out to Hunter. Hunter down with the ball, double teamed in the offing. We'll bring it back out once again to Wilson. R.B. Wilson with the ball. Top of the key. Looks for a little bit of help. Now the bounce pass comes to the outside. We'll go over to the right wing. They'll work it over the deep right corner trying to get something away. No room to get that done. Tipped out of bounds. Off the hands of Woodruff. Rochester gets it back.
Vikings have scored 3 points this quarter, Rita.
Unbelievable. Well, it's believable because we've been watching it. Backcourt it is. Over to the left wing now. The Zebras with the ball. They hold it up in the perimeter. Over to the right wing. Now baseline. Shots up. No good. And it's going to be a personal foul underneath. So this time, Rochester, I think, will have an opportunity at the line.
That's the fourth on Betty.
Valley foul number 42, Betty Shepherd.
Yep, that'll be her fourth.
Lionel Bowers at the line. Shooting two.
So going to the line will be the little girl off the JV we talked about early. She hits the free throw. She has 3 points in this game, and all of them came at crucial times.
That's the first lead of the night for the Vikings. Or excuse me, for the Zebras.
Daylen Shepherd comes in. Costello comes out. One more opportunity at the free throw line for Bowers. He's up. Good again. She's earned her keep tonight, 23-21. Now Rochester with the lead. Tippecanoe Valley with the ball. Gonzalez will bring it up over the 10-second line and hold it up in the backcourt.
First adversity Tippecanoe Valley has faced in a game where they are down in a close contest. Obviously, the Norwell game you go down on, but this is a back-and-forth contest. How will they respond?
All the way. Bounce pass into Shepherd. Knocked off her feet a little bit. Took the chance to get the shot up. Couldn't. Wise gets another opportunity. Bounces around. And that's the end of the third quarter. So after three quarters of play, the tide has been turned. Rochester now leads at 23-21. We're back for more after this break on WRSW.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
You know it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with the sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to GagnonMotors.net.
Time for more Hoosier Hysteria with the voice of Indiana high school basketball, Rita Price, on 107.3 WRSW.
Twenty. 23-21. Valley trailing for the first time tonight, Rita, and we were just talking about the quarter scoring. 18-13 Valley at the end of the first half. It's now 23-21. Zebras have the basketball as well. That's a 10-3 split over the third quarter in favor of Rochester.
Yeah, they've really come to play the game when they needed to. Yes, there have been some mistakes on their part, too, but I think overall their shot selection has been better. Here's a three going. That shot won't go. Rebound, far, picked up by Dalen Buzzard. So Buzzard now will bring it up over the 10-second line, hold it up on the outside. Look for a good shot here. They'll need to. They'll hold it up on the perimeter, bringing it over the right side. Now Gonzalez. Gonzalez over the outside to the left wing. They'll hold it up inside to the right wing, down low. Gonzalez tries to throw the ball over the outside to Dalen Buzzard, just threw it out of bounds.
I think Gabby needs to attack the basket more. It's just the passing is not there tonight, whether it's her, whether it's, you know, the movement of the team around her. I can't pinpoint one thing or the other, but I feel like she had a, you know, one-on-one look. Typically a floater for her normally goes down there.
We're going to have a personal foul backcourt here.
And push on Hadley or on Betty. No, a push on Betty. That's five for Betty.
Well, takes care of that.
It's a frustrating night for Betty. She played hard.
Team first.
So now what do you do?
She was in on every play. Let's put it that way.
She was.
Coming in the lineup now would be Miller.
Savannah Miller enters for Tippecanoe Valley.
And we'll see how this lines up now. It will be Rochester's ball. They'll bring it in. They stack it up, waiting for the end of the pass. Comes low to the outside. Comes to Bowers. Bowers has it kicked out of bounds off of Haley. She did a pretty good, Hadley, brother. She did a pretty good job of kicking the ball, but that will count for nothing. Gonzalez gets the ball for the official. And we're ready now to bring the Rochester Zebras at midcourt to bring the ball in.
I can just need some momentum, something to push, get a steal and a quick score, get this back even. Rochester's done a really good job getting back in transition when the Vikings want to run out and push.
Bowers for three. Came up a little long, but the rebound comes back to the Zebras. Zebras with another chance. Their offensive rebounding has been very good tonight.
It has.
We'll hold it up top of the key over the right wing deep. Quick pass underneath. It goes to Bowers. Bowers had it knocked out of bounds. It'll be kicked out of bounds from Valley.
The Vikings' inability to score tonight, to me, even a two-point lead for Rochester, you can be selective with this shot.
Yes.
You don't have to force.
Well, they have time, and they act like they're rushed and pushed on offense. Shot left wing up, no good. Another rebound for the Zebras. The Zebras down low, no good. Rebound fought for, and finally a personal foul is called underneath. But so many times, even that excellent opportunity at offense.
Yeah, just not sticking down. Pass, or rather foul, on Gonzalez, number three on Gabby.
If some of those obvious shots would be going in, we wouldn't even be talking about a ball game.
We might not have a ball game anymore. It might be over.
Shots up. No good. One more coming.
I just have to get back to the free throw line in any way possible. Too many turnovers around the perimeter.
Yeah. One for two split there. So 24-21, a three-point lead right now for Rochester. The ball goes over to the right side to Wise. Wise with the basketball, holds it up, gets it into Woodruff. Woodruff tries to go down low. It goes out of bounds. It will go back to Valley.
It's good defense.
Tried
by
to get
Rochester.
It to Dalen, but that was a little risky too.
It's about the only thing that's worked tonight for Valley is to the interior with Dalen Buzzard, and then shoot her to the free throw line.
Ball comes into Wise, and she missed the short shot. Cannot miss those. Hell ball's going to be called, and the ultimate in the possession area will turn it down to Valley. A little bit of a break there.
It's missed opportunities tonight. That's the theme of the night.
Yeah, that was a big missed opportunity. So Gonzalez will bring it in. Quick pass, light wing. It's going to go up for Miller for a three. It's no good. But the rebound's taken by Bowers. The little kid off the JV count really has done her job tonight.
Absolutely.
Every minute that she's been in the varsity, she's made something happen.
Great
Gonzalez now on the steal. Brings it down. Lays it up. No good. Didn't get the call. The ball goes out of bounds. It's saved up by Wise. Wise with the basketball. Comes back out once again to Dalen Buzzard. Everybody's just joined in here. We'll see what they can do. Comes in the inside, and we're finally going to have a personal foul. Wise tried to go to the bucket. She was cut off there.
She comes up a little gimpy.
Yeah, talking about that thigh area.
Now you get Gonzalez back in. He's been the stud defender.
Bowers is out.
Good round of applause for her. Rightfully so. 6 points. now you get Gonzalez in there, who's going to be an excellent defender and mix things up for Rochester.
They're going to Miller. A lot of contact there, no call. They finally call a hell ball. That was put it back to Rochester.
This is completely flipped. Completely flipped. The interior's getting pretty open. A lot of flexibility, a lot of physicality, and now the exterior. Anything around the perimeter is getting called a foul.
Ball in the backcourt. High on the outside. They'll bring it over the right wing. Back out straight away. Gonzalez needs to be careful. Ball comes back out to the outside. They'll try to part it into the inside, and it'll go there. Goes to the baseline and right, but a traveling violation is going to be called. A good opportunity that time for them to get the ball down. Instead of that, it happens to be a traveling violation on field, which turns it back to Valley.
Vikings have had 3 points in the last 12 and a half minutes of game time.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
Really hard to believe.
Ball in the backcourt. And the outside, Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the basketball holds it up with a three attempt. That's going to be off the mark. Ball's going to be fought for. Everybody hits the deck on this. It should be a personal foul, and it was. Personal foul is going to be called on field this time. Going to the line will be Woodruff.
That's her second.
Rochester foul number 32, Jaden Field. Her second, team second.
Izzy's right around 50% free throw shooter. You'd just love to get anything here.
Shot up and good. A rainbow. Shot one more coming.
Make or miss here, you may see either coach call a timeout. They've each got one kind of feel like to burn. It could be a potential spot.
Shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Field, and she had the inside position for sure. We'll go to the backcourt now and set it up in the backcourt. It'll be set up by Hunter. Hunter with the basketball being held right away, but getting it up over the line on the pass. The ball's going to be loose. It's going to be saved. High on the outside it goes again. They'll try to get something to go, and they couldn't get it to go. I think it's going to be a hell ball situation.
It is.
On the baseline right.
Back to Valley. Great defensive possession. Izzy Woodruff all the way there, and Hadley Wise cleaned it up. There's that timeout, right?
Yep. Call it. So right now it's 24-22. Rochester leads Valley with 4:59 left to go in the ball game. We have a lot of action yet to come on WRSW.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch thick or 1-inch thick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaweng.com.
It's back, the Crossroads Bank Weekend Bonus Bash. From Friday, November 28th at 9 a.m. through Monday, December 1st at 9 a.m., use any Crossroads Bank branch ATM for your chance to win some holiday bonus cash. Be one of 50 winners to score a $50 bill instead of a $20 bill. Odds of winning depend on the volume and amount of transactions performed. Visit crossroadsbanking.com at resources and disclosures for official contest rules. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Well, Rita, hard to believe Valley really still has a chance in this one. It has not been the night to remember for the Vikings, but they trail by 2 points, 24-22, with the basketball out of a Rochester timeout.
Have to get some kind of offense going, and that's been just a struggle. Outside shots haven't gone per se. There they throw it away again. Gonzalez threw it right into the defender. We're bringing up over the 10-second line in the outside. Working over to the right side, it'll be Wilson. And a personal foul is going to be called on Wise.
And there's just not a lot of contact there.
Valley foul number 12.
Not a lot of contact. It's a perimeter thing. That's where a lot of these fouls are happening. Oh, I sound like a broken record. I know. But you look at what's going on in the interior, and to think that a quick hand check is called a foul, it's a little confusing.
But we have to be really honest. Tippecanoe Valley is making some very poor choices.
Oh, absolutely. Offensively.
Very, very poor choices tonight.
Absolutely.
It's just not like them. Let's put it that way. The ball's going to be throwing up wild and loud. It's going to be in the backcourt. We can't see everything over the coaches, but it looks like it's a hell ball.
But there's bodies on the floor. Girls going after the basketball.
Stacked up.
And that's just getting let to go to a jump ball. You know, there's girls playing hard out here, and I just feel like if you're going to call the foul, that's the place to do it.
Well,
on both ends.
Yeah, they could have had one there. That was a bigger reach in than what the other one was. Top of the key will go. Bounce pass over to the right side. Deep in the right corner, they'll go down low. They'll fire the ball up and got it. And a personal foul called on Valley. That could be a big three-point play.
Could be the swing.
That was just bustle up there.
Now on Dalen, her second.
Valley foul number 34, Dalen Buzzard, her second, team's fourth. Basket by Allie Fields, she did the line shooting.
Allie did a great job that time. There wasn't a lot of finesse, but there didn't have to be. Traveling away, no good for the free throw. The ball's going to be picked up by the Zebras. It's going to be loose. They should have a hell ball in there, and now they have a timeout called. Timeout Zebras. 26-22, four-point lead for Rochester right now. With 4:03 left to go in the fourth stanza. And we'll be back after this on WRSW.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
22-26, Rochester the basketball. Quick timeout by Coach Burris. His team has a four-point lead with 4:03 left to go, but that was their second-to-last timeout. So one full timeout left remaining for the Zebras.
So the ball will come in with a bounce pass. Knocked around two or three times. Should be a hell ball again. Tippecanoe Valley had a little bit of a chance to pick that up, but mostly it was just not a good pass from the Zebras on the inlet.
I understand the pain from Coach Burris. So frustrating. You use your second-to-last timeout. You draw up a perfect play. It goes off the back of a defender, turns into a jump ball, and you lose the possession.
All of a sudden, that 20 feet away seemed like a long time ago. Ball at the backcourt is picked up. Long pass inside the buzzer. Oh, she missed it. Point blank, missed it. And a personal foul is going to be called.
When it rains, it pours.
It does.
Now the foul number 34, Dalen Buzzard.
So it was over the back.
That's going to be free throws the rest of the way for Rochester. That's the team's fifth foul of the quarter.
Oh, but never, ever dreamed she could have missed that one. But it's like a virus. It's worked all the way through the team.
It is. Yeah, it's going to take... You just... Vikings have scored 4 points this quarter, or this half. There's 3:46 left. They're going to need at least five, now six to win this game. Six to tie it, or five to tie it. I mean, what belief do you have? It's hard to kind of keep that momentum and that mental positivity moving when you've only scored 4 points and you just miss a point blank like that. You really feel tough.
So one for two split on the free throws. Now, 27-22, a five-point Rochester lead. But points have been so precious in this game. That's a lot of points.
Feels like
ball in the left
lead.
Wing, deep in the left corner. Comes back out straight away to the outside. Gonzalez brings it down, flyers it up, no good. Rebound split out to the outside. White ball, lost us with the Zebras.
I thought Dalen was going to get number four right there, honestly.
Yep, I did too. Ball comes inside. It'll go to Wise. Wise comes against the defense. It's too tall for her. They'll bring it back out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez to the basketball, off to Miller. She thought about the three, didn't have a good look. We'll bring it back out. It will be Wise to take a three. Air ball, out of bounds. Saved by Buzzard, but saved right into the outskirts of the game. So when it came right down to it, Rochester ends up with it because Valley couldn't reel it in. So the Zebras will have it. Looking for a little bit of help. Looking for more help. They bounce the ball inside. They go to Gonzalez on the steal. Gonzalez works it around. Flips the ball up. Winging a prayer shot. Wouldn't go. And Rochester ends up with it. The Zebras now with the ball. Double team situation. And it's going to be taken away by Wise. They're called a held ball.
Hallie may have ripped that away.
Rochester.
On the ultimate possession arrow, it goes back to the Zebras. Rochester has the ball. They'll loop it long. They get it. They have enough length to do that. They'll bring it up over the line now. It'll be set up by Wilson. Back out straight away, inside. 15-foot shot wasn't taken, but this one will be. It's a three, and it's no good. One by Gonzalez. Down low. It's up by Hadley Wise, and she got it. Finally got one of those to go. 27-24. It's a three-point lead now for the Zebras. They'll bring it over the 10-second line. The dribble was lost, and timeout's going to be called by Valley.
That or a jump ball. Either one, it's going to go back to the Vikings. Well, it's a jump, and it goes back to Tippecanoe Valley.
Okay.
Lila Bowers checks in for Rochester.
Or Coach, it was kind of odd. So Coach Parker was anticipating Valley getting the possession, so she called the timeout, or was trying to get the timeout. And then they asked her, did you want to use the timeout? It ended up being a jump ball.
Yeah.
She said no, and then everybody went back to their benches that the timeout was being used, and now they're back to the court.
They're back.
They're back to the court.
Got to straighten out. Big, big possession for Valley here.
Huge.
Big. So Gonzalez will bring it up over the line. Brings it over the line to the left wing to Woodruff. Back out once again to Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the ball. Inside, down low, up, no good. Just a bad shot. And that turns it over once again to the Zebras. The Zebras not yet up over the 10-second line. They'll hold it up on the backcourt. They'll try to bring it up over the line. It'll be Wilson. Wilson with the basketball. Being bumped two or three times, the ball goes out of bounds. And that's Woodruff's foul to take.
And that's Rochester to the free throw line. We got to remember that every single foul call. It's into the free throw line.
Valley
Woodruff for second.
Woodruff for second.
A lot of fouls in this game.
And going to the line right now is Aubrey Wilson.
Line shooting two.
I would have liked to maybe see an extra pass to Buzzard there from Woodruff.
Yeah. Yep.
Wasn't a horrible shot.
I think right now they're playing a little bit scared. They're looking up to see how much time they have left.
How much they're down by.
Yeah. It's only 3 points. You could tie the game up with a three. But the first free throw was no good by Wilson. She'll have one more coming.
Got a rebound here through Valley.
Got it. Shot up. Got it. She split it out. Now we got that odd figure. 28-24. 4-point lead for the Zebras. 2 minutes left to go in the game. We'll bring it up over the line to Miller. Miller with the basketball brings it out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the basketball holds it up high on the outside. She threw out the chicken wing there and got by with that
she
one.
Did.
A long pass to Wise. Down low we go, and it goes out of bounds and it'll go off of Rochester.
They let it go all night, though, that chicken wing. First Coach Parker burns a timeout here. She's got three. 1:49. This feels like a pretty crucial possession. Things aren't really figuring themselves out within, say, 5-10 seconds. She could burn one.
So Gonzalez will bring it in. Goes to Miller. She got the three-point opportunity. The shot's a high arcing shot. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Who got that one?
It's, I think, off the standard. Yep.
Okay. I thought maybe they called a personal foul on the fray of all that. But it is. Rochester
would have been on theme for tonight. Let's just put it that way. Without physical, this game's been.
Yes.
Wouldn't have been a surprise.
The ball comes up over the line. Not yet. Wilson will have it. It's going to be picked up by Wise on the defense. Wilson trying to get it over the line. Tries to get it over the line and does. They'll hold it up in the backcourt again. A couple of collisions on the inside there. Not really coincidental, I don't think. We'll see what happens as a traveling violation. Turns it over on Bowers. The timeout's going to come.
You got to get points. This is crucial possession for Valley. If you're going to have any chance, down four right now, there has to be some sort of score.
Let's take a little break while we have this opportunity. You're listening to WRSW, Rochester and Valley. Rochester leads at 28-24 with a minute 29 left. We'll be right back.
Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance Agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm, and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
Hi, this is Dave with Flotec Plumbing and Heating. This fall, we're bringing big savings to families right here in northern Indiana. For a limited time, you'll get no payments and no interest for 12 months, a free heat pump upgrade, plus up to $3,000 cash back. And don't forget, you can still claim up to $2,000 in federal tax credits, but only through the end of the year. Call Flotec today or visit us online at flotecpnh.com to schedule your free estimate. Go with the flow. Flotec Plumbing and Heating.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Okay. 28-24, big possession here for the Vikings with 90 seconds left to play in the game, down four.
Ball comes over the line now. It'll be Wise. Wise to the basketball, goes to the corner, brings it back out straight away. Oh, Gonzalez almost missed the pass. Long three. Too long. Came off the front of the rim and picked up this time by Rochester. The Zebras have it with Wilson. Wilson with the basketball holds it up. Gonzalez picks up another personal.
That's a committed foul. Coach Burris feels like that's more on Gonzalez. That's only her fourth. I feel like Gabby's barely into the game tonight.
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't be somebody that I expect to have four.
Or to struggle the way she's done for every point of the game. The little flip shot hasn't gone. The exterior hasn't gone. Shot up and no good. One more will come now for Wilson.
That's the thing. Rochester's had a chance to slam this door a lot.
Yeah, tonight. They could have, a long time ago, they could have put this thing away. Yeah. And, you know, they had several, one, two, three, four times of offensive moves and couldn't get it. One for two split. That's the five-point lead, 29-24. Bring it up over the line. Valley needs to get some points on the board here. It'll be flipped up by Gonzalez. The shot wouldn't go down the line. Goes out of bounds. It will go back to Rochester.
Yep, good call. Bounced off Gonzalez, and that's just been the story of the night. So many close shots for Valley. Halfway down the cup and pops out.
Ball in the backcourt now. We'll hold it up. Gonna have a personal foul there. Or is that a personal foul or held up?
That's timeout.
Coach Parker is not happy.
No, because she thought there was a jump ball. She thought it was not going to be called a jump ball. Coach Burris got a timeout, and she saw that it was a timeout, and she said, yep, that's fair. 30-second timeout. Let's step away.
Timeout, Roger.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Hey there, this is Gabby Gonzalez, and you're listening to Tippecanoe Valley Basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
seconds left to go. It has been a second half nightmare. And that's the only way to really put it for Tippecanoe Valley. They've had a few opportunities. They've had some turnovers that have just not been characteristic of this group. And ultimately, they've only scored 6 points tonight in the second half. You credit that to Rochester. They've outscored Valley 16-6 in the second half.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. We're set to go for the last 49 seconds. Backcourt pressure being applied. Should be a hell ball there. And it is.
Hell ball, and it goes back to Rochester.
Okay.
Vikings are going to have to get some help, though. I mean, I don't know where the offense comes from. That's kind of where we're at right now, is where do you find that offense?
Well, you've got several that could, but that doesn't mean they will. The ball's going to be held up. Take it away. Take it away by Wise. She puts it up and in. That helps. Okay, 29-26. Long lead pass. It's loose. It's picked up by Buzzard. Buzzard now with the basketball gets the steal, and we're going to have timeout. Ballot. 29-26. 3-point advantage for the Rochester Zebras. So we have timeout Valley.
So my question answered, maybe turn your defense into the offense. When nobody's defending you on this end, I guess that opens up.
Maybe
you can hit the shorties, which is a little bit of an issue.
One doesn't know yet. 32 seconds left to go. Let's keep it right here, Baylen.
Sounds good. I'll look at some scores real quick while we got an opportunity, see if anything sticks out. I'm assuming Warsaw got the victory tonight. Wow, look at this one. 58-23. The Tigers get the win over Penn. Plymouth beats Logansport 51-13. Boys basketball action. Twin Lakes over Winnemac 62-30. My apologies. Prairie Heights, Jimtown. Jimtown a winner tonight 63-52. Mishawaka a final, a winner 50-44. Fairfield comes back and gets the victory tonight. They were trailing 18-14 at half. They get the win, though, 54-38. Second half comeback for Fairfield. Mishawaka once again over New Prairie 50-44. That's boys basketball action. Fairfield beats Northwood tonight 42-32. That's a good win for Fairfield.
That's a big win.
And that's pretty much it. Mishawaka Marion over Jimtown by 1 point, 36-35. Glenn beat Westville earlier, and Pioneer defeats Wabash tonight. Now we're back to this one once again, 29-26. Vikings have the basketball. Coach Parker, I believe, has one timeout remaining, and he'll tap it in.
So Bentley's got to make this a good set. Any way they stack it up. The ball comes long inside. Oh, Wise reeled it in and put it in. We're talking 29-28 now. Backcourt pressure all over the place. Rochester throw it away. Nope, it went off of Wise.
That's the danger with the Vikings. They can defend the inbound as good as anybody. They make it really difficult.
Got 19 seconds left. The ball will come in off of Bowers. He gets it over the outside. The ball's going to be loose. We got to push. Push and a personal foul on Wise.
Going to go against Hadley. That's her fourth. Not a lot, but it was a push. I get the situational. Coach Parker's going to want to not see that there. She's going to want to let her girls have an opportunity. But
the key on this, do you have a, what has she done so far?
Braylon Hunter tonight. I have her down for one make.
Okay.
So even if she makes both, you're still looking at a three-point game, chance to tie, force overtime with a timeout.
Shot up. No. It bounced around twice. I thought it was going to bounce in, but it didn't do it.
So here's the question, Rita. Make or miss here. You could tie it with a two. You could win it with a three. Do you call that final timeout, or do you let the girls go?
Okay. Take the shot. I missed it. We're getting bumped around here so much.
All right.
Okay. 30-28 the count. Now we got a two-point lead. Tippecanoe Valley has the ball. They call a timeout with 15 seconds left.
Tippecanoe Valley, their fifth and final timeout.
Why don't we take a timeout as well?
Let's do it.
Here. 15.4. That's what separates us from a finish. Valley 28, Rochester 30. Vikings have the basketball. We're back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
Rita, Vikings will inbound left of their bench. Hadley Wise will trigger. Vikings trailing by two.
The ball in the backcourt now, top of the key. We'll hold it up to Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the ball. Brings it in. Wise takes one from 10 feet. Didn't get that one to go. Rebounded by Rochester. What's it going to be? Held ball? Yep, that's the call.
Back to the Vikings. 5.5 seconds left.
Foul. And Wise had a good look, and she's the one that really brought us this far to begin with.
The right of the basket, baseline out of bounds for Tippecanoe Valley. Vikings have no timeouts left.
So we'll look to the inside. It goes inside, knocked it away. Gonzalez just going to get a good entry pass. The ball's going to go to Zebras. They'll hold it up. It's going to go to Zebras. They lost the game. Valley did on the last opportunities. Had several there with about 20 seconds left. But the time got down to 5 seconds. And Rochester defeats Tippecanoe Valley 30-28. It's Rochester 30, Tippecanoe Valley 28. And a game that was just a little hard to describe at times. But they held on for the victory, and our congratulations for Rochester. They played their hearts out tonight and ended up winning at 30-28. Let's get back to the studio. Just take a look at how it all happened, and then we'll come back and hopefully talk to Coach Parker if she can. If she can't, we understand that. But knowing Rebecca, I'm sure she'll be up. 30-28, Rochester wins it. We'll be right back after this on WRSW.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
Whether it's the big game or your big project, you need speed and reliability. RTC Fiber Communications has you covered. With RTC, you get blazing fast fiber internet to power every play. From live streaming the big game to keeping your smart home in sync, we're all about connecting you to what matters. Make the switch to RTC and experience the speed you've been missing. Visit RTC1.com or call us today.
When you wipe out, you need to know Hoffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Hoffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all body work. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop is over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Hoffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
The Rochester Walgreens store is closing. Webb's Pharmacy can help you transfer your prescriptions. Call them at 574-223-2216 or click on the transfer link at WebRx.com. Webb's Pharmacy in Rochester served the area for many years, and they'll be serving for years to come. Let them help you transfer or take care of any other pharmaceutical need. You deserve the best prescription service, and the pharmacists at Webb's are waiting to help. Webb's Family Pharmacy, with locations in Rochester, Akron, and North Manchester.
The Hartzler Funeral Home in Akron and the King Memorial Home in Mentone offer professional services and a beautiful atmosphere. But more than that, it's the Hartzler family serving your family. Mark and Deb Hartzler and Blaine and Rebecca Hartzler are at your service 24/7. If you have any questions about funeral service, feel free to sit down and talk to the Hartzler family anytime. They want this special day of remembrance to be exactly what you want. For more information, go to the website HartzlerFuneralServices.com. The Hartzler Funeral Home and the King Memorial Home in Mentone. Their family service, your family.
Whether it's the big game or your big project, you need speed and reliability. Marshall County Fiber has you covered. With MCF, you get blazing fast fiber internet to power every play. From live streaming the big game to keeping your smart home in sync, we're all about connecting you to what matters. Make the switch to Marshall County Fiber and experience the speed you've been missing. Visit MarshallFiber.com or call us today.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant: Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
Stats, scores, and more coming up on the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. Let's get back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
It is the Beacon Point postgame show. Valley Falls tonight 28-23. They gave a little bit of a run there those final few seconds, but ultimately the scoring in the second half is what really pulled the Vikings down, and credit Rochester. They made the comeback. They were trailing by as many as 8 in this game. Get a comeback, and play well. It's not easy to go into your rival's home gym and get a victory, but they scrape one out, and that gets their season back on track. Previously 2-3, they moved to 3-3. And let's hit the scoring real quick. Well, we've got a chance. They were led by Aubrey Wilson with 10 points, 6 points for Jaden Field, 4 points for Allie Field, 4 points for Adeline Gonzalez, and 2 points for Braylon Hunter. 5 for Lila Bowers. That's the scoring for the Rochester Zebras. For Tippecanoe Valley, 10 points from Hadley Wise, 10 points from Dalen Buzzard, 3 points for Savannah Miller. Macy Koch had 1 point. Haley Stuckey with 3 points. Izzy Woodruff with a point as well. And we'll take a quick timeout, and we'll hear back from Coach Rebecca Parker in just one moment.
All right, Viking fans.
Frank Welded of Bentone started in a very small space on the George Craig farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house, or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Midtone is proud to offer many choices of steel siding and roofing. And now they offer board and batten panels. This siding works so well with the farmhouse look. There are three styles and 12 colors to choose from. 26-gauge material and a great warranty assures you the quality you expect from Midtone. Estimates are available and Midtone will work with you or your contractor. Board and batten. Now available at Midtone of Midtone.
Midtone of Midtone.
Stats, scores, and more coming up on the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. Let's get back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Talking with Coach Parker, postgame of tonight's 28-30 loss to Rochester. And Coach, we kind of just said to each other, you know, with the shooting, you don't game plan for that ever. You don't game plan for 100%, but you don't game plan for what we saw tonight. What ultimately do you think? Was it a compounding thing where it felt like the basket got smaller and smaller each time, or was it something that Rochester was doing in addition to that?
You know, I think Rochester did a good job. You got to give them credit. I mean, right off the bat, they came in with a game plan and executed it, and, you know, we played into their hands a lot, and yeah, it's just never going to go well when you shoot 17%. It's just not. And unfortunately, you know, we're at a point where we just got to learn from it. I mean, that's all there is to it. Bottom line, you got to come back tomorrow and get shots up. I tell the girls all the time, you know, it's not right now. We're not going to just magically become good shooters, you know. And I think tonight what hurt us was our defense. Typically translates into offense, and that did not happen. We got those, you know, we turned them over, we got those things, but then we weren't able to get those easy buckets. It almost ended up with us turning it back over, and that we didn't know really how to handle that.
Yeah. I thought that even at the end, there was a good chance to pull that off.
Yeah.
That, you know, we talked about Wise ended up getting those two shots, which was fantastic. And the last one she took was a good one. It was not a bad selection. It didn't go in.
Yeah, I thought, you know, for the most part, I mean, I thought we took a couple shots that were, you know, just out of rhythm and forced and all of that. But I thought we took makeable shots for the most part. And, you know, we just didn't do a great job. If you want to find silver linings, as I'm looking at the stats, is our free throw percentage. And that probably kept us in it, honestly, because we haven't shot 83 all year.
Yeah.
Half the first half points were all free throws. Nine of the 18.
Yep.
So
back to the drawing board.
Absolutely.
How much do you think this works on them emotionally? You think it will be something that'll be a problem, or you think they'll get back to business and it'll be okay?
You know, I saw some things from my team tonight that I haven't seen yet, and so I'm interested to see kind of how they put that into practice. It was good. You know, I'm a big person of like hold each other accountable, but like, you know, if you're gonna hold somebody accountable, you better hold yourself accountable. And so the talk, you know, when things get tough is interesting, and as that happened tonight, I just want to see kind of who shows up tomorrow morning and has that same like, okay, we you didn't do this, I didn't do this, whatever, and how we're going to get better from it, not just, oh, are we going to run a lot? Like, what are we going to do to improve?
Yeah, I think that's always the biggest thing when you come off of a disappointing loss.
Yeah.
I really think the character of these kids are enough that they're not going to say, well, oh my gosh, this is terrible, this is the way it is. I don't believe that. I believe they'll come back, and I believe they'll have enough fighting spirit that they'll make that better. But when you saw each game, and we made the comment about it almost every quarter break, and even before, you know, okay, this will stop, and they'll get into their gear again, and they'll do what they need to do again, and they'll get it taken care of. Then we got that last second punch there right at the end. I thought, still they could do that, but it just didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, it did. I mean, we turned it up, and, you know, as far as things I definitely could do better is I probably should have put us in just a man-to-man defense and stretched that into our man-to-man press, because that obviously worked really, really well. And again, though, I mean, don't make baskets. It's hard to press people, you know. And we don't practice. We haven't yet. Maybe we should. We don't practice our trapping and stuff off of misses, and maybe we should do that so that, you know, we do it consistently makes miss and all that kind of stuff. So.
And there were times when they were a little befuddled by the length of this team. Rochester's got some big kids.
Definitely. And we talked about that.
And you got to pass the ball differently.
Yep. We talked about that, and I don't think we handled it from the guard spot very well at all. Obviously, you know, the amount of turnovers that we had was for them to be playing a zone is it's just unacceptable.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a perfect storm tonight.
Kind of was.
It was a perfect storm.
Kind of
was. Went Rochester's favor, but, you know, I mean, they did a great job. You can't take anything away from he had a Joel had a great game plan, and it worked perfectly. And
compared to what they've had for two or three years before that, yeah. I mean, they've got kids out now, and they've got a better positioning there. They don't have any kids that'll graduate. They've got a young team.
Yeah.
They're going to be a hard team to play for a long time.
Yeah, definitely. They got younger kids that are coming up and good athletes. And, yeah, they're going to be tough. And hopefully we can figure it out because we got things don't get easier for us come Saturday.
Yeah.
We got an interesting couple of, I guess opponents that we may or may not play, but this Austin team has a kid that scores better than anybody we've seen so far.
It's going to be really interesting.
Yep, it is. We're going to see who responds, and that's a fun part about coaching. That's a fun part about athletics and competition is just like, you know, you get down, then you got to get back up, and that's a great part about playing the game.
Yeah, for sure.
Well said. I was going to say that's the joys. That's the ups and downs. Got to figure it out.
Yep.
Good news is we're only a couple games in. So.
Yep. It's early. And there's Thanksgiving coming up.
I was going to say a little break.
Hey, that's right.
Right? There's Thanksgiving
coming
up.
What are you thankful for?
Well, I'm always thankful for my health. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for tonight specifically, the amount of people that came out here and supported us. And I wish it would have turned out differently. But I'm so happy to see the amount of people that were in the gym tonight for this rivalry matchup. And hopefully they come back. That's the hope. I know we didn't put up the show that we wanted to, but hopefully they come back and we continue to kind of fill this gym up because it was fun tonight with
it was
all those
fun.
People
the atmosphere
here.
Was good.
What are you thankful for?
I am thankful for my family.
Mm-hmm.
For being able to still do this job at my age. I'm very thankful. Every year I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that I have a great broadcast partner now. You know, Tim retired. We didn't know what, and we got Balin, and this was wonderful. And I guess I'm really thankful for the Valley family. You know, the different things that happen here, the communities that involve Valley, how they respond to people's needs, how they respond to the kids. I just, the atmosphere is great. That's all there is to it.
Definitely. Wouldn't go anywhere else.
And I'm thankful for you.
Oh, thanks, Rita.
Because, you know, you've been one of my babies growing up here.
I know. We've been at it for a while, haven't we?
You have. Me longer than you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I can remember from the beginning. Me longer than you, but I remember from the beginning. But, I'm thankful that we have a good, positive atmosphere in this community.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Well, I'm thankful for you guys and always coming here and, you know, supporting us and broadcasting us always. So you too, Balin.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Ask him what he's been thankful for.
Oh, what
I got a lot.
For?
Family, health.
New baby.
Yeah,
little Wells.
Yeah, little Wells.
Yeah.
His job.
Yeah.
Some days.
Some days.
I'm just kidding. Let's wait to see what she would say.
Some days good. Some days bad.
Yeah, no.
Most of all, it's always good for this.
Yeah.
We do other things, too.
I'm excited to be upset. I should say that. About a basketball game. As silly as that sounds, you know, I think we take that for granted sometimes. The fact that we get to sit here and just come to a gym and watch high schoolers play basketball is
pretty That's right.
Cool. Win or lose.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
said,
and be
it's
like,
all perspective,
and be
right?
like, yeah. Oh, well, we'll get them, you know, we'll go back up there next week.
We get,
nice
we get in free to have the best seats in the house. And we get to talk to the coaches.
That's
this
right.
is not a bad deal any way you look at it.
Well, hopefully the next time I talk to you, we'll be on the better side of things and not shooting 17% from the field.
We'll
not
be ready
I'm
for
not,
that.
I'm not, you know, trying to get over it, but it's going to take a minute.
Well, we'll be over it.
All right. Sounds
okay.
good. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you much, kid.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Take a quick time out. We'll wrap things up with the Beacon Point Advisors Post-Game Show.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
You know it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with the sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to GagnonMotors.net.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
It's back, the Crossroads Bank Weekend Bonus Bash. From Friday, November 28th at 9 a.m. through Monday, December 1st at 9 a.m., use any Crossroads Bank branch ATM for your chance to win some holiday bonus cash. Be one of 50 winners to score a $50 bill instead of a $20 bill. Odds of winning depend on the volume and amount of transactions performed. Visit crossroadsbanking.com at resources and disclosures for official contest rules. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time in the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance Agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm, and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
Hi, this is Dave with Flotek Plumbing and Heating. For a limited time, we've got our biggest offer yet. 0% financing for 60 months on new Bryant heating and cooling systems. That's 5 full years of interest-free payments. And it gets even better. You could get up to $3,000 cash back. But you better hurry. This deal ends November 30th. Call Flotek today or visit us online at flotekph.com to schedule your free estimate. Go with the flow. Flotek Plumbing and Heating.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Co.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services, like crowns, partials, dentures to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe New Valley basketball this season.
Stats, scores, and more coming up on the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. Let's get back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Rita, some final thoughts on tonight's matchup. Obviously a frustrating one for Tippecanoe Valley, but you're early in the season. You get an opportunity to kind of ride off of this and right the wrongs.
Yeah. Well, and the one thing you have to say about it, too, it's not a conference game anymore, so that won't have any effect on the conference at all. I think if anything else, the people who are here tonight know that they're a better team than that, but they didn't show that. And like she said, you really had to hand that to Rochester. They came out with a game plan. They had some big, strong kids that our kids never adjusted to. They didn't adjust on the passing. They didn't adjust on the inbounds play. For some reason tonight, they didn't adjust. So you just hope that this is a learning experience and they get back on the road and they get better. And I think they will. I'm not thinking that this is the end of all things for sure. But I do know that it pointed out some weaknesses that will have to be corrected.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just you got opportunities to respond. That's what I'm going to keep going back to. You got opportunities to respond.
Yep, they did.
It's time to close out tonight's broadcast. Once again, our post-game show brought to you by Beacon Point Advisors. 10 free throws tonight for the Vikings. Make it $20 going to the KC Riley Kids Fund, courtesy of our friends at Beacon Point Advisors. For Rita Price, I'm Baylen Height, saying so long, good night, enjoy your Thanksgiving. We'll be back live tomorrow night with boys basketball action. Tippecanoe Valley welcomes DeKalb to Tippecanoe Valley High School. We'll have that matchup run right around 7 p.m. Should be a fantastic evening. Can't wait for you to join us then. But once again, a final tonight, Rochester 30, Valley 28. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
Whether it's the big game or your big project, you need speed and reliability. RTC Fiber Communications has you covered. With RTC, you get blazing fast fiber internet to power every play. From live streaming the big game to keeping your smart home in sync, we're all about connecting you to what matters. Make the switch to RTC and experience the speed you've been missing. Visit RTC1.com or call us today.
When you wipe out, you need to know Hoffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Hoffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all body work. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop is over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Hoffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
The Rochester Walgreens store is closing. Webb's Pharmacy can help you transfer your prescriptions. Call them at 574-223-2216 or click on the transfer link at webrx.com. Webb's Pharmacy in Rochester has served the area for many years, and they'll be serving for years to come. Let them help you transfer or take care of any other pharmaceutical need. You deserve the best prescription service, and the pharmacists at Webb's are waiting to help. Webb's Family Pharmacy, with locations in Rochester, Akron, and North Manchester.
The Hartzler Funeral Home in Akron and the King Memorial Home in Mentone offer professional services and a beautiful atmosphere. But more than that, it's the Hartzler family serving your family. Mark and Deb Hartzler and Blaine and Rebecca Hartzler are at your service 24/7. If you have any questions about funeral service, feel free to sit down and talk to the Hartzler family anytime. They want this special day of remembrance to be exactly what you want. For more information, go to the website HartzlerFuneralServices.com. The Hartzler Funeral Home and the King Memorial Home in Mentone. Their family service, your family.
Whether it's the big game or your big project, you need speed and reliability. Marshall County Fiber has you covered. With MCF, you get blazing fast fiber internet to power every play. From live streaming the big game to keeping your smart home in sync, we're all about connecting you to what matters. Make the switch to Marshall County Fiber and experience the speed you've been missing. Visit MarshallFiber.com or call us today.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant: Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
This has been a presentation of 107.3 WRSW Sports. To follow all high school sports teams all season long, log on to 107.3 WRSW.com.